Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Okay. Yes, I'm right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece of the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. It can't be beat, the flash of me. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive and motivational stack to see successful guests. Promote yourself, masturbate. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Everyone, I want to say welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and of course, you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome to everyone. It is Friday night. It is July 27th, 2012, and you're live in The Remix. So good to see you guys here in the form tonight. Got a great show planned for you tonight. Dr. Aling Bay is going to be in the house. So peace and greetings to everyone out there. Wow, you guys. So glad tonight is Sunday night. And so glad to have you guys here in the forum. We're going to try to get this a little clearer for you guys. Good to see everyone in the house, Good to see everyone in the house tonight. Good to see you guys in the house tonight. It's Friday night, you guys. Remix time. Good to see everyone in the house. I want to give out the call number for tonight. 646-652-2711 is the number to call so that you can call into The Remix and get on the phone lines. That's one of the ways to listen. Or you can bring yourself over. You can come into chat and you can join us in the chat room. If you want to come on over and chat and chill with us tonight, all you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix, all one word, and come right on in. If you're a guest and you're listening for the very first time, we are so glad and honored to have you here with us in the forum tonight. Welcome. And if you're a guest, you can actually sign up by clicking the sign up button right at the very bottom. So just click the sign up button right there. Takes about 2 to 3 minutes. Sign up. Tell us who you are. Come in the chat room. The Remix family is going to make you feel welcome and right at home. So lots of things to cover before we actually get ready to get into the show tonight. And boy, I'm just going to tell you guys, received all of your emails, all of your amazing emails from everyone letting me know that you really, really enjoyed the show, Soulful Readings. And it was a great share. Soulful Readings is a show that we do right here on The Remix, and I do it at like 1 o'clock in the morning. And the two soulful readings have been done on Sunday night or Monday morning, however you look at it. And so it really just gives a different vibe to the readings. It's very relaxed and, you know, we get to snuggle all up. You get to grab your glass of whatever favorite thing you want to drink. And we get to play some very beautiful music and just have some soulful readings. And so I've heard your feedback from everyone all over the globe, all over the world, that you guys are loving that. So more soulful readings will be coming your way. So stay tuned. And for those of you who didn't get a chance to hear soulful readings, you can actually go back into The Remix and download that show in any of the Remix shows there. So all you got to do is go back and download. That's all you got to do. And for the soulful reading show, I actually gave you some soulful steps to total transformation. And that has been getting downloaded, download so many times. You guys are loving that. So don't forget to send me your feedback as well. How the soulful steps to Total Transformation is helping you as well. So lots of things to cover. So good to see you guys in the house. I'm so thankful for when Friday night comes and when Sunday night comes, because this is our opportunity to connect with each other. By the way, I want to give a big shout out to Brother Wayne Chandler and also to Brother Panic. Of course, you guys know the lecture went down. It went down last week, last Sunday, with Brother Wayne Chandler, and Brother Panic was hosting. It was a great share. And Brother Panic will have the DVDs available. So whether you were there and you just want to see it on DVD, that's going to be available for you soon. Or if you didn't get a chance to view the lecture, you can actually contact Brother Panic at panicpack@hotmail.com and check out that lecture with Brother Wayne Chandler. I'm sure you're to find many treats there. Good to see everyone in the house tonight. As we get ready to get into the share, what can I say? It's been all over Twitter, all over Facebook. You guys are emailing me everywhere around the globe talking about the Know Your Magic deck, the Kim deck. And I know many of you are still getting your decks every single day. Don't forget to get yourself over to www.msblueblast.com/cards. C-A-R-E-S, cards, and leave your comments there. So some amazing things are, some amazing things are going on with the Kim deck, and I want you guys to definitely make sure that you get over there so that you can leave your feedback there. It's a place where you can actually sign in, log in. Tell us how the Kim deck has been instrumental for you, helpful to you, and how you're enjoying it. So good to know that you guys are loving the Kim deck. And if you haven't gotten your Kim deck, you definitely want to make sure that you do that, because it is the Know Your Magic Oracle Psychic deck. It really helps to open up your third eye, to help bring those senses online, and to activate that intuitive energy and build those psychic muscles within. So you're sure to find a treat. It comes with an hour-long audio where I go into whether you're just now, you've never worked with any kind of divination tool, or this is something that you do yourself on a professional level, or that this is something that you've been doing for a long time. Wherever you are, it's sure to be a treat there for you. You definitely want to pick up your Kim deck. It has been all around the world and back again. And peace and greetings to all of our international listeners who is always in the house. Want to say big ups to Amsterdam in the house tonight. Good to see the UK in the house. Japan is in the house. And let's see who else. Oh, and also Australia in the house tonight. So always has a good international listeners out there. Love you guys. Love hearing your feedback. Love knowing you guys are out there. I know it can be a struggle getting up so early in the morning, but we are so honored to have you with us on the Remix every night. 646-652-2711 is the number to call for the Remix. You want to lock it in. I'm your host, of course, Ms. Blue, and we're here. Also, I want to say this. I want to go ahead and put this on. We're waiting for Dr. Aling Bay. He'll be with us here shortly. But one of the things that I want to tell you guys, I am so excited about this, is that the Kim Business Class, is starting up again. Kim Business Class is starting up again. And if you guys don't know about the Kim Business Class, is about the business of self. It's a new way of doing business. We've been sending out those emails. So if you've been on that long list, because we've had so many people apply for the second Kim Business Class, we already have some graduates who are out there that have already graduated from the Kim Business Class and doing some amazing work. And they're still going to be a part of this class, too, because it's really some phenomenal stuff. But we're excited for everyone who's embarking on this fantastic journey. So if you're interested in being a part or finding out more about the Kim Business Class, email me, question, Q-U-E-S, D-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. And you want to do that soon because, again, we're only taking 25. Trust me, that's a large number, very intense. Anybody who's been in the Kim business class will tell you a lot of work to get done, and we share and we do everything together. You're definitely going to see why we can only take 25 people. You want to make sure that you follow the process once you get the email, because it'll be some distinct things there, and everything counts. From the time that you get the email, make sure you read it. This is not the time to just send any kind of thing back. Make sure you read it, because these are going to be some of the basis of who divinely gets to be the next 25 to go through this second class. And we are so excited. The class is going to start actually on August the 11th, and it's a three-week class that runs from August the 11th all the way until, I believe, August the 25th. And so, yes, and as Kali Mar is saying, yes, it's a lot of work to be done. Be ready. That's right. This is a class, if you are serious about doing business the new way and understanding the business of self, if you're serious about those things of knowing your magic, you definitely want to get on board with the Kim business class. And so myself and Brother Bilal, the brother who also co-facilitates with me, along with the staff of the other Kimites who graduated from the class, is there to assist you every step of the way. And we're excited. We're excited. So look forward to hearing from you guys and seeing who comes on over. Like I said, get those emails. We've already sent out work to be done. And that needs to be in ASAP. That needs to be as soon as possible. Let's see what else. Readings off the hook. As usual, we could go into that story, but that would take a long time. Readings have been off the hook and amazing. The Akashic Record reading, God, Goddess, Numeric Akashic Record reading, the Sacred Session, and also the readings for our babies and the holistic readings, the couples readings, everything. I'm very honored to share in this work of really being in a place where people like ourselves are no longer being passive about who we are and really raising ourselves beyond just sort of these five senses and really tapping into our energy in so many different ways. And the readings is an extraordinary way to do it. So I'm really, really excited about that. Mm-hmm. All right, you guys. So now, let's see. And if you're in the chat room, Esther put the link up for the soulful reading sheet, and you can actually click that, right click it, and download it. So now we're going to dance a little bit, because it's important that we move ourselves around a little bit as we get ready to welcome the one and only, oh, Dr. Aling Bay. It's always a joy to have the brother on the form. He is amazing and very honest in his own right. So we get to hear all of that. Tonight is going to be all about healing with Dr. Aling Bay. And so it's really going to be a great share here tonight. We're going to get ready to get into that. We're going to dance a little bit and move ourselves around a little bit. And we're going to welcome Dr. Aling Bay, and we're going to get right to it. We're going to get right to it. I'm so glad it's Friday night and we're all here live in the remix. So here we go, you guys. We're going to play a little bit of music before we bring on Dr. Aling Bay. All right. So here we go, you guys. Let's see where we are. We're going to play a little bit of music. We're going to hear some Baby Blue at first. And again, welcome everyone to the forum tonight. It is a wonderful night, a great night for healing, a great night for getting into the modalities of healing. So let's see. We can find a little bit of Baby Blue here and get right to it.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Baby Blue.
All right. Welcome everyone to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you are live in The Remix. I want to say peace and greetings to everyone out there. I want to say peace and greetings to everyone out there. Thank you guys so much for joining us here tonight live in the forum with Dr. Aling Bay, who's in the house with us tonight. He's going to be coming on here. And just a short moment, if we can find him. If we can find him. Let's see. Okay. All right, you guys. All right. So we're waiting now to see if we can get Dr. Aling Bay on the line here, and so that we can begin the show. So good to see everyone in the house tonight, here live in the forum, live in the remix, and we're getting this together. So it'll be just a short moment. He's going to be coming on tonight. Dr. Aling Bay will be talking about one of my favorite subjects, which has a lot to do with healing. And no one greater to talk about this modality from across the globe and from many different ancient backgrounds than Dr. Aling Bay. He's been on the platform before, so many of you are familiar with that as well, and his work and everything that he's doing. Okay? Okay. All right, so he'll be right here. Peace and greetings, everyone. It's Friday night. How are you guys feeling? Everybody feeling good? Good tonight? Yes, feels good. All right, let's see. See you guys in the house tonight. Let's see. Fantastic. I see you guys are doing fantastic. I'm doing fantastic as well. Love that. Feeling great tonight. It sounds good. It's a great night. Lots of good energy on the planet. So it's a good. Yes, I want to sing Thank God It's Friday. That's what I want to sing. And yes, some people are getting their Kim decks today. Don't forget to go over and leave a comment once you've gotten your Kim deck, so that we all can know about knowing your magic. A PDF comes with it as long as an audio. Let me take a guess and see if this is Dr. Aling Bay, a private number calling in. Peace and greetings.
Hey.
Peace, Dr. Aling Bay?
Yes.
Okay, your number came up private. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
All right. Yes, I can. I can hear you. You sound a little muffled, but you're over there moving around. It's all good. We'll tell the people in the grocery store to be quiet. But go ahead.
Okay.
Peace and greetings to you, Dr. Aling Bay. It's good to have you here in the forum tonight, have you on the show. Everybody is excited to have you in the house tonight. So let me have you go ahead and why don't you start out by letting everybody know a little bit about you, your work, and what you're doing. Yeah.
All right. Well, basically, I'm Dr. Aling L. Bay. My wife and I have a bookstore / herbal holistic health wellness center, in which that we deal with all types of ailments and have cured all types of ailments, or give me remedies or suggestions towards healing, as far as cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, so forth and so on. You know, the illnesses in which that deals with, in which that has, I guess you could say, have ravaged our community. You know, and so we also have put forth, as students of Grandmaster Sun Yat-a Saraswati, the science of healing in regards to Qigong, Tai Chi, Reiki, Pranic Healing, Tantra Kriya Yoga, etc.
Beautiful, beautiful. And thank you so much for that. And then also, I know tonight we're going to be talking about those things of healing and from many different modalities. So you want to share with everyone, I know you do the classes as well. You have those available for people and your work all over. And plus you have your own Blog Talk Radio show too, so you can let people know about that.
Oh, wait, our classes are for healing are every Sunday and Tuesday, and we will resume those classes after the Healing Wings Institute Holistic Health and Wellness Expo, which that is coming up August the 3rd, 4th, and 5th in Baltimore, Maryland, at the Tremont Plaza Hotel. And for further information, you can contact us at 252-257-3588. That's 252-257-3588. And that is also for advance tickets, as well as also for those who want to vend. Vending for all 3 days is merely $100. Each day is $35 for those who want to attend. So it's very reasonable, and you're going to learn some of the most important information that you ever had in your lifetime. And the healing classes, like you said, will resume September the 2nd, that Sunday. So for those who are interested, you can also contact us at that same number for the healing classes. They are online, so regardless of where you are at, you can get the same information via any meeting just by simply contacting us. And you can also email me for those who are interested at Healing Wings Online. That's HealingWingsOnline. O-N-L-I-N-E. That's Healing Wings Online at yahoo.com. And, of course, for those who want to continue learning more information, you can join us on our Blog Talk Radio show. Simply put in Eileen Bay or together once you go to Blog Talk Radio show. Either you can contact us. Our calling number is 626-414-3535. That's 626-414-3535.
Yes. And Dr. Eileen Bay, your phone is breaking up and coming in a little muffled for us. So I'm not sure if you can get you a better signal, but it's kind of coming in a little muffled there. Wanted to let you know a couple of people are saying they're having a little difficulty hearing you. But we're going to continue, and I'm sure it will clear itself up. So now let's get into healing and let's begin to talk about this. It's so many different areas. This is certainly one of my favorite subjects to talk about when it comes to healing, when it comes to some of those modalities, particularly when it comes to energy healing, which covers so much.
Thanks for calling. The show you wish to listen to.
I'm going to call you on another number.
Try your call again later.
Okay.
Talkradio.com.
Okay. All right. He's going to try to call us on another number so that we can hear him as well, too. So, yes, Dr. Eileen Bay is going to call us right back in because I want you guys to make sure that you're able to hear this information that he brings, such powerful information. So we'll be able to hear him in just a moment. Peace and greetings, everyone. Want to say welcome to the forum. I'm so glad you guys are here as we get ready to welcome Dr. Eileen Bay to come in to share information with us tonight, which is going to be really, really great. 646-652-2 3711 is the number to call. Press 1 once you get on the phone lines so that we know that you're here. And for those of you who are joining us for the very first time, I want to say welcome. Welcome to the forum. Welcome to the remix. And definitely pull yourself up, take a seat, and relax. It's a great place to be. We're welcoming Dr. Alim Bey here tonight, the guest that's in the forum. He's also in the chat room as well, too. So we'll be able to converse with him many different ways. Hopefully he's calling us back, and he did get in on the line. So we'll be taking a look here in just a moment as well. And so, you guys, if you're on the phone and you want to come over to chat, www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix, all one word, is how you come over. Click the button at the bottom where it says guest, and you can sign up and you can come right on in. Tell us who you are, and we'll be glad to chat with you. All right, so good to see you guys here. Let's see. Nah, we already played some music, but it's good to see you guys here. Don't forget, this is another opportunity. I want you guys to just go over and make sure that you are going over to missblueblast.com/cards and leaving your testimony, leaving your work that you're working with the Kim deck there, and let us know. So let's see if Dr. Alim Bey is there. If he's not here, then we will dance a little bit more. You guys feel like dancing some more? So if he's not there, then we are definitely going to dance a little bit more and to bring it there. Okay. All right. Let's see. He is here. You guys want to dance? You want to dance? Okay. All right. So here we go. Peace and greetings to you. Are you there?
Peace.
Peace. Oh, so much better. There we go. All right. Well, let's get into it. I know it's a lot of things that we're going to be covering here tonight when it comes to energy healing. And you can start wherever you want to start to talk about it. I know a lot of things you want to cover. We're going to talk about some of the modalities of Reiki and how that could be useful for you. All things of healing, healing with astrology, and just a number of things.
All right. Well, the evolution of a species, which is so-called Homo sapiens sapiens, is about to make a quantum leap to become an immortal species called Homo Christos or Heru. All right, this is why we go into the age of Aquarius or the age of Heru. Now, with that, it is alleged that 48 chromosomes is what we will begin to have, and that we will have 12 physical strands of DNA and 12 ethereal strands of DNA. Dr. Phil said this past week on my show that it will go up as high as 22 strands of DNA. Now, our third-dimensional biological alchemical shift will be made from carbon-12 matter into that of carbon-7, all right, which is multidimensional silicon crystalline. This is what is known within Revelation, the 4th chapter, the 6th verse, and before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. And we'll get into that in a second. This structure is retained, you know, from carbon-12 into that of carbon-7, like we said. So we're going to go from 666 carbon to 6 electrons, 1 neutron, 6 protons. So all of our cells must be transformed from carbon to crystal so that we can withstand the tremendous amount of light that will be streaming in. This is why now these solar flares are bombarding the planet Earth.
Yes.
You know? So as this takes place, the sun will act as a magnifying glass for the light from Sirius and the central sun called Alcyone, all right? This is what is really going on with this, you know, alignment in which the everyone has been talking about these various planets.
Right.
I mean, constellations. Now, our crystalline light body will then convert the sunlight, which is ultraviolet light, directly into electricity.
Yes.
And this is what will power us. Mm. So we will require more light and less food.
I am so glad you said that. This is beautiful magic to my ears and confirmation. I actually did a show earlier this year talking about this change and the planetary alignment and going into the carbon changing within the body and the DNA. Now, this is the process, and I know I want you to go into it because this is not something that just automatically it happens. But it is a progression as the planets move. Can you speak more to where our consciousness would be best in alignment to really begin to welcome, because it's already taking place, or welcome these changes?
Right. Well, what is going on is that as we come into alignment with the central sun called Alcyon, we will move from the outer armband of the photon belt through the dark rift into the inner armband of the photon belt. So hence, we will actually jump from the third, fourth, into the fifth dimension.
Right.
This is what Marilyn McCool and her group was speaking about back in the 70s,
as
it was the fifth dimension, about the age of Aquarius. All right, so this is what is going on and what is taking place right now. Now, we go to Revelation, the 21st chapter, the 11th verse, and I don't want to get religious, you know, as we say, but all of this correlates to a mathematical formula in which that is given to us because, remember, these books were still translated by those of the ancient mystery school and then later on by those who later on pervert the mystery school to become Masons or become Rosicrucians. You know, what they call St. James or King James, he really was the Grand Master of the United Grand Lodge of England, and who he appointed in order to translate and edit the Bible was Francis Bacon, who is, i.e., William Shakespeare, who formed his Shakespearean Council, which was made up of Rosicrucians and Masons of high degrees. So when we get into Revelation, the 21st chapter, 11th verse, it says, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone, most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal.
Right.
Now, you go to I guess you would say that four gospels esoterically interpreted by John P. Scott. In his book, he says, Christ questioned his disciples concerning his identity to test their spiritual sight and perception. They all realized he was a great soul, but Peter possessed the clairvoyant vision, which enabled him to recognize the great indwelling Christ spirit.
Yeah.
Now, Peter or Petro means a rock in Hebrew. Peter had built the white stone because Jesus said he would build his church upon Peter's faith. Now, that was that white stone mentioned in Revelation, the second chapter, 17th verse, which within his being it says, which is also the philosopher's stone and is produced by cementing, not calcifying, cementing and calcifying is, this is two different processes here. Calcification comes through the hardening of the pineal gland based on fluoride, based on calcium deposits in which that is from degeneration. Cementing comes from when the kundalini energy raised up the spine and it hits those 144,000 crystal-like magnetic particles, sand-like particles in the brain, in which that hardens like a rock, in which that becomes like a diamond.
Yes.
All right. This is what is really taking place. You know, so this is as above, so below. So what is happening outside is happening internally at the same time.
Beautiful. Right?
So not everyone would experience this transformation, however, because people will choose at the soul level to pass on before Earth reaches this time, and some others will leave because their body will lack the sufficient amount of melanin to adjust to the light that will enable them to survive the higher dimensions or the dimensional shift levels, which is the fifth dimension.
Right.
But those souls who decide it is to change their carbon cellular structure to the crystalline form will accommodate the new earth into the golden age, which within the Hindu text is called the Satya Yuga. All right? And they will be able to ascend without leaving their bodies.
Right.
Or dematerialize and rematerialize at will. You know, in other words, they will learn the science of the Makaba.
Right.
So they will learn this process. You know, this is what is meant by, and I saw a new heaven and new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, Revelation the 21st chapter, the first verse. That's what that is talking about, you know,
right.
That all of this will, you know, actually be transformed. Now, we talked about this information dealing with the pineal gland. Now, what strikes me is that people have been talking about the DMT, right?
Yes.
Or the dimethyl tryptamine.
Yes.
Now,
right.
What is often been said, according to the Europeans and their, I guess you say, said pseudoscience, they state
right.
that the only time in which that this is produced is during the time of birth and at the time of death.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, but those who transform their bodies
right.
into the carbon-7, this material will equate to the Kundalini system,
mm-hmm.
as well as the Metatron cube. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Metatron is said to be one of the highest archangels, all right, in
yeah.
which that some say rivals that of Mikael or Michael.
Or Michael, yes. Yeah.
Right. Now,
mm-hmm.
like iron has the ability to sustain a magnetic field around it, carbon-7 has the uncanny ability to carry hyperdimensional fields, such as fields of thoughts around it.
Right.
So thus, it can amplify thought in other hyperdimensional fields, just as iron and copper in a transformer can amplify magnetic fields.
Right. And
okay.
and I guess that's really good. I don't want to stop you here, but I want
right.
to bring this up to talk about how that relates to if we were talking about something physical, Dr. Aline Bay, what a clear quartz crystal does, and as far as your aura is concerned.
Right. Well, the clear quartz crystal, what it does is able to take in energy and
yes.
encapsulate the energy within itself.
Right.
And you actually can project the energy and conduct with this crystal. So
right.
not only is it an absorber of electromagnetic energy, it is also a conductor of
right.
electromagnetic energy.
Yes.
Okay? So naturally, this crystal will form within the brain. So
right.
It is formed within the brains of the spiritual adepts, you know, for those who, when they have out-of-body experiences, perform other supernatural phenomena such as biolocation or materialization, etc. You know, we would be able to do all of these things. You know, that correlates
yeah.
to 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, for those who are the Bible thumpers and scholars out there. Now, during
yeah.
such time, you know, that glow or halo that is formed around the heads of the highly evolved beings, of course, we know that's
right.
the sun disk called Aton, which is that sun disk around the head or that halo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, they've been showing that for years. Well, that's the color in which that we'll naturally begin to have permeating around our heads. And for those who make the transition, we will be able to see each other chakra
right.
system and to see where each one of us are actually vibrating from. So therefore,
mm-hmm.
we will have a
yeah.
much more clearer understanding, overstanding, understanding of who we are in contact with.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So
yes.
So when we when this carbon-12 transmutes to carbon-7 inside the brains, this chemical DMT will begin to be produced all the time, or what is called pinoline. All right, pinoline. P-I-N-O-L-I-N-E. Pinoline. So DMT and pinoline, these chemicals will begin to be produced and excreted by the pineal gland, which is known as the seat of the soul. You know, when these chemical reactions happen, the brain is literally being awakened as
yes.
one begins the human experience. So this is when we actually will begin to live, because we will no
yeah.
longer feel as if we are trapped, you know,
right.
inside of a body. You know, as the Gnostics would say, the soul is incarcerated or incarnated in a human body. We will no longer feel like that because we will be able to move at will.
Yes. Yes. Beautiful. 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 Yes. And so, in essence, a lot of these tools that we've been working with, crystals and, you know, just all of these energetic tools that we've been working for, is really to prepare us so that this can be formed from within, that as above, so below. So we become the crystal. The light becomes, those rays of light begin to illuminate from us for those of us who are able to activate it. And we can. And this is much about what your work is about. I know that the aura is important. That's sort of one way to begin to look at it, because it tells us so much about ourselves on so many different multidimensional levels. And it holds all this energy within us. And I know one of the things when you get into your Qigong and start to talk about your Reiki and healing in particular, because one of the things you talked about is that we're requiring us to eat less. And I know that was something, speaking with Brother Bobby Hemmett, when he came on, he talked about how he's eaten less. And I know myself, I'm probably down to about one meal a day myself, you know, just naturally my body adjusting to the energy. You know, not really having these. Yes. Somebody asking a question in the room. But I want you to continue to speak about this very powerful information, because this transformation is taking place now. But it's not by default. And I'm glad that you just said that. It's not going to happen just by default. Now, of course, there will be an evolution on some unconscious levels, like you said, because we have people leaving the planet now in droves. There are droves of people who are leaving the planet, and a lot of this energy is there. The planets are changing, and we're changing. Let's talk about how the planets changing their alignment is changing that alignment within ourselves.
All right. Well, we know that the ancestors, you know, are stronger and much more able to help from the spiritual plane, or what is known as the astrals, or even higher into the soul plane. Now,
right.
I know that Prophet Noble Dr. Ali said this, that he can do better from the soul plane than he can here in the physical. And I understood what he meant by that, because many might feel like that. However, we have to understand now that at this particular time is that everything is merging. You know what I'm saying? In other words, it's not going to be a so-called set separation of everything as perceived. The perception will begin to unify. In other words, there will be a synergy, you know, a combination or brought together, a merger. You know, this is also within us, as the lower self is merged with the higher self. Set is merged with Heru.
Yeah.
You know, to produce, you know, Heru, you know, from transform Heru, the babe, into Heru-Ur, which is Heru, the elder.
Right,
you know, which is the awakened Heru, which is also. You know, so this transformation is happening now, you know, and the set is also symbolic to the offset, which is the Kundalini energy in which that is raising up. Now, through those seven caves or caverns, or what is known as also the chakra system, known as the churches within the Book of Revelation, known as the seals, and each prophet in the Bible represents one of those particular seals. The seven major prophets represent each one of those seals. The root chakra, the base chakra, symbolizes Adam. Noah symbolizes the navel chakra. You know, so Adam symbolizes earth element. Noah symbolizes the water element, which is the navel chakra. Abraham symbolizes the fire element, which is the solar plexus. David symbolizes the heart chakra, hence air element, because the lungs cover the heart. Moses symbolizes the throat element. Hence ether, because he said he cannot speak eloquently, so he needs someone to speak for him, which supposedly was his brother. But then the next thing you see is him speaking to the Pharaoh himself, "Let my people go." You know, and then of course Jesus symbolizes the light of the world, which is symbolic to the pituitary gland, and the light beam off of there to hit the pineal gland. And then the last seal of the prophets is the crown chakra, which is Muhammad. You know, because Jesus said in the book of John that it will be one who will come after me.
Yeah.
You know, so that is what that is symbolic to. Now, none of these prophets exist physically, but they exist physically within you as your endocrine gland.
Right.
So this is what people have to understand, that these stories relate to concepts and chemical processes and actual glands within the body, in which they're going to be activated based on the raising up of your consciousness, based on you gaining higher consciousness, wanting to connect to your higher self. Want to God, become Goddess, or the Netter, or the Netter rules, or what is known as the force of nature.
Right, right. Yes, yes, very powerful and so true, because they are there. They are every god and goddess, if we want to say that. That energy exists within us, just like we start out with those eight chromosomes and they begin to multiply and multiply themselves and to continue on. Let's talk about how to do some of these activities, or what are some of the things I guess could say to you, Dr. Aline Bay, that a person can do that wants to begin to get themselves in alignment with their energy so that they are accelerating at a pace that helps them not only on a physical level, but a mental level and a spiritual level as well.
Right. Well, according to Dr. Richard King in his book, African Origin of Biological Psychiatry, he states that Africans have 5 to 50% calcified pineal glands, Asians 20 to 35%, and Europeans 60 to 80%. Thus, DMT from birth basically just lasts until puberty. And then that's when the pituitary gland takes over from the pineal gland. So the first thing that we must do is to activate the pineal gland again before it can come back into authority over the body, because that is where the soul is embedded at, is inside of the pineal gland.
Yes.
It seems when we reached around the age of 7, that little hole in which that is on the top of the head, that little soft spot, begins to harden. Starts to close and become hardened. And when it becomes, you know, that's when grandma always tell you, know, sit your little hard-headed ass down somewhere. I know my grandma told me, you know, that's when she started telling me that real strong was around that age. You know, when we talk about that, you know, we got to look at also that is at that time when the DMT begins to start to slow down within us is during the time of puberty, because the pineal gland is no longer in authority over the body, because that is the major gland in the body, and actually it's the it's like the central controller of the body.
Yes.
That gland is what gives us the ability for our biorhythms, our sleep patterns, our hormonal balance, our health. You know, all of these things are regulated by the pineal gland, which produces that melatonin and that serotonin. And melatonin is produced between the hours of 11 to 7 a.m. in the morning and 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. at night, serotonin. So, you know, but at that time, for those who have the uncalcified pineal glands, they can release the DMT through Tantra Kriya Yoga, Qigong, Tai Chi, heavy meditation, breathing exercises, you know, et cetera. You know, so it's at that time when you can actually begin to flood the body. So when we get into Reiki, Reiki means universal life force energy.
Yes.
It is not your energy, but what you're doing is putting down and channeling universal energy through you.
Right. Right,
to heal yourself and to actually heal others, so to transmit this healing energy. Now, there's four symbols within Reiki. You have Choku Rei, Seiheiki, Hanshin Shishonen, and Dekomeo. Now, Choku Rei is for physical. Seiheiki is for the emotional.
Right.
Hanshin Shishonen is for distant healing, which is dealing with the mental.
Right.
Dekomeo is for the spiritual. So
right.
These four symbols hit the various bodies, or multidimensional bodies. You have your physical body, your ethereal body, your astral body, which is your emotional body, your mental body, your causal body, your spiritual body, and your soul body. Well, these particular symbols try to hit all of those particular bodies, or your multidimensional self, all
right?
Because you're not just your human physical body. You exist on parallel planes at the same time.
That's right.
All right. This is why you can. This is why at night you are able to close your two eyes, in which that supposedly give you conscious awareness, and go into the unconscious realm or the subconscious realm, and see the same things in which that you've seen here on this plane. Because let's say you live to be 75 years old, a third of your life would have been spent sleep, because you would have slept 8 hours a night, you know, allegedly. Now.
Right.
That means that you would have actually spent 25 years asleep. So that means you only spent 50 years actually woke on this third-dimensional plane. You was in the fourth dimension for 25 years, obviously preparing and making adjustments so that you can make the transition in this day and time, because you chose to come back here at this day and time, in this now, hopefully to make the transition into the fifth dimension. And this is why your thoughts have to correlate to that particular frequency, all
right? Right.
Now, we know that the heart vibrates at 528 hertz, all right?
Yes.
Now, that means that you can actually utilize that particular chakra, which deals with the fourth dimension, you know, in a sense, and move that energy up, you know, and make the frequency and adjustments for you to make the transition into the fifth dimension.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, you know, these are just some of the little clues. Now, there's techniques in which that you can actually utilize. All right. Now, when we talk about the heart chakra, we, in a sense, are actually referring to the Ab, you know, with the ancient Kemet. And this Ab, you know, deals with the subconscious. And there's two particular things that you have to remember when it comes to breathing is the Hu Yin lock, all right, in which that basically you would take your tongue and put it at the roof of the mouth behind the teeth, and you actually pull up your perineum and anal muscles.
Right.
And that was right. And breathe in, inhale in, so that no chi or prana or ki or Holy Spirit can leak out. So you want the energy to maintain, to keep within you, all right? And this is also a way in order to, that's the key to maintaining energy, is actually by doing that, you know.
Yeah.
And then you want to actually breathe in 36 times, and on the each exhale, you want to put the light at your navel chakra, right below your navel chakra, all right? So as you inhale, you would visualize a sun at your navel chakra, right below it. And then as you exhale, you would see it intensifying and brightening. And you would do this 36 times. Then after you do it 36 times, you would want to then take that sun and move it down to the perineum. And then as you inhale, draw that sun up through your spinal column to the top of the head. And then at the point at the crown, you would exhale back down to the perineum. Inhale up to the crown, exhale down. That is what is known as the microcosmic orbit. You have to open up those channels. That is what is called your Ren. Right. That is what is called your Ren channel, what is also called your Ren or your Du channel. All right? And these are meridians. And this is the transformation point of fire and water. And this is crucial, you know, to be able to circulate that energy, you know, in that regard. And once you have that mastered, you know, with those channels open, that energy will flood to the rest of your meridians, which is about 12 of them, and light up your body like a Christmas tree. All right? Because it would destroy toxins and poisons within the body in the process. All right? Now, there's another technique which we use, and people have heard me speak about, which is called the pranic healing technique, or the pranic healing breath technique, in which that deals with empty retention. So you would simply breathe in normally, hold the breath, and then exhale out, and then hold the breath again. There's no particular sequence, just simply doing it naturally as you can, except with the pauses in at the beginning and also at the end. Now, there's also 6-3-6-3. You breathe in for a count of 6, hold it for 3, breathe out for 6, hold it for 3.
Right.
7-1-7-1. Breathe in for 7, hold it for 1 count, breathe out for 7 counts, hold it for 1 count. This is what is known as pranic breathing. And once you do this 100 times, you will magnify your auric field from 3 feet around you to 15 feet around you. Okay? So these are just some of the methods in which that you can utilize, you know, in order to open these particular channels. Now, once these channels are open, you can begin to flood your body with this prana energy, which is the kundalini, actually.
Yeah.
You know, the kundalini is the all-pervasive energy of the universe, and that's what you actually are channeling. So you're channeling the mother goddess principle, the power of the universe within you.
Mm-hmm.
And there's techniques to benefit the heart. You would close the right nostril, take a deep breath in through the left nostril, then close both nostrils and hold your breath as long as possible, all right, or as comfortable to you. Then let the breath out through one half of the right nostril slowly. And this is highly concentrated. Therefore, this is only done 1 to 3 times only.
Right.
Now, that's for the heart. That's to cleanse the heart area, to cleanse the thyroid gland and the parathyroid glands. Now, the thyroid gland, that deals with production of thyroxin, which is very important to burn up the toxins in the body. It breaks down and builds up tissue. It also controls calcium and the sexual functions of the body. All right, so you will sit in a straight-up position. Use your thumb on the right hand. Close the right side of the nose. Take a deep breath in through the left nostril. Close both nostrils for a few seconds. Then open the right nostril halfway. And then let the breath out slowly. And then reverse the order. Close the left side of the nostril.
Yes.
And then take a deep breath through the right nostril. Then close both for a few seconds. And then one half of the left nostril, you let the breath out. And then you will alternate between this about 10 to 15 times.
Right.
All right. Now, to cleanse the liver and the spleen, you will, now you know, you take the R off the letter R off the liver, you got the word live. The liver is the detoxifier of the body. It has over 500 functions in the body. All right. So you would take a deep breath, full breath in through your through your nostrils. Hold your breath, then drop your head back gently. Then bring your head forward, expelling through the nostrils in a strong manner. And you would do this 10 to 15 times. Now, for the lungs, because these are the 5 major organs in the body, and which must be cleansed, all right, along with the kidneys, all right, but this benefits the lungs. You would close the right nostril with the right thumb, take a full breath in through your left nostril, then close both nostrils, expelling out through the mouth with a ha sound. Then you would alternate the sides, and you would do this 10 to 15 times. All right. Then for the kidneys, you can actually rub your hands together like Mr. Miyagi and actually rub and massage your kidney area, and then leave your hands there for 3 to 5 minutes. Okay, and you can also tap on your kidneys.
In other words,
lightly beat on your kidneys. That's a qigong movement in which that you just lightly tap on your kidneys. Right. That awakens your kidneys. All right. Mm-hmm. Now, these techniques help alleviate toxins and poisons that might get built up within those particular areas. All right. Mm-hmm. And keep those areas fresh and activated and renewed. All right. So these are just some of the breathing exercises that you can do in order to bring about health, since we are dealing with the science of healing.
Yes, beautiful, beautiful. Dr. Aling Bay here, live in the remix, everyone. We'll take some questions probably a little later on. I'm sure Dr. Aling Bay has more information to be sharing with us. If you guys want to get yourselves on the call lines, you can definitely do that as well. 646-652-2711 is the number to call, because we'll be taking questions later with Dr. Aling Bay right here live in the remix. So we're going to continue because we've learned so much and you've covered so much of this information. This is work that you do, part of the work that you do on a daily basis. I know healing is very much close to your heart, maintaining yourself and being optimum health. What is the benefit of that? Because a lot of times in the conscious community, the talk suddenly becomes, do we need to focus so much on our physical body and our healing? How do you really see that on a multidimensional level?
Well, when we talk about health, we have to understand that the science of health is actually the science of breathing.
Yes.
And if a person is shallow breathing, in other words, breathing from the chest area, then they're not getting in much air down into the 5 and 4 lobes of the right and left lung. So therefore, the body is not detoxifying properly because you will find out that 70% of the waste within the body is supposed to be removed via breathing. 70%.
Yep.
20% through the skin, and 10% through defecation and urination. We have it backwards. We think that if we take a good shit and we take a good piss, that we done alleviated all the toxins that we need.
Right,
you know?
Right.
But that's not true. The major toxic remover, poison remover, all right? Hence, the greatest health benefit is learning the science of breath. Right, it's the science of breath.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's two ways to breathe, all right? The way that we're talking about that you normally should breathe is the Buddhist breath. This is the method in which that you use your belly focus. Your belly moves out when you inhale, and this moves the chi up and down the body. It helps bring the chi into the body from the crown to the feet. So, you know, if you run, your feet will feel light. So this method can be used for running and relaxing the body. Now, the other technique that we're talking about is the chest focus, which is only used, all right? It's only supposed to be used now. That's what is known as the Taoist breath, or Taoist method. That method is move chi energy into the bone marrow and out of the skin. It helps direct chi out of the body through the arms and legs. So your feet will feel heavy and your arms will feel heavy, so that's good for when you are hitting and action. You don't want to stay in that mode all the time.
Right.
Okay? And that's the problem. You know, that means if we're a chest breather, that means we're staying in that mode all the time. And therefore, that becomes detrimental to us because that's the way that they are taught how to breathe in the military. Take your chest out. Take that tummy in. You'll laugh. Rah, laugh. You know, so this is what, you know, we're actually, you know, having to submit to is the nonsense of individuals who don't know the signs of breath. And they have taught us this, from early ages.
Right, right. Very powerful, especially to hear, because breathing, not only, like you said, it helps, really, that myth about, you know, and yes, we need to do those things to help clean us out, but like you said, that's only like 10% or less than 7% that comes out that way. The breathing is really what's going to help to not only, when we talk about on the physical level, really help you, energetically help you, and even on a spiritual level, really help you tap into different levels of consciousness, or I call it opening up those gateways. So the breathing, the science of breathing is really very important. So I know you guys are listening to this. This is really some good stuff right here. So talk about the Buddha breath and really how that's done, and give us an example, please.
Right. Well, that would be when you would breathe in and your belly would stick out like a balloon being blown up.
Or like babies breathe.
Right, or like the way that a child or a baby breathe, exactly.
Yeah,
When you see a baby breathe, they breathe from the abdomen area, or abdominal, or what is known as the belly. Their belly raises up, you know, when they inhale, and when they exhale, the belly deflates.
Yes.
This is the way in which that is called the Buddhist breath, and this is the way that we're supposed to be breathing. Now, breathing affects the whole body. This is what people don't understand, is that it affects the nervous system, the heart, the digestive system, muscles, sleep, the energy levels, concentration, memory, and much more. Right? Like we said, breathing is the largest system for waste removal.
Yeah.
You know, but people don't realize that. Now, let me get into, you know, some Kabbalistic teachings here, because people got to put this information together. In the Geomantria, which is Kabbalah numerology, the numeral value for Jesus Christ is 888. Everybody wants about 666. But let's get to 888, because the numeral value for Jesus Christ is 888. Now, ironically, oxygen is the eighth element on the periodical chart. Yeah. And guess what it has? Eight electrons, eight neutrons, eight protons. So Jesus Christ is equivalent to oxygen.
Wow.
Which is air and fire. Oxy is air. Gen is fire. All right? So the origin of the name Jesus, which is a Greco-Roman or Greek-Latin name, is the combination of the head pantheons within the Greek and the Roman deities known as Jupiter and Zeus.
Yes.
They took Peter and made Peter his head disciple. Then they took Jew and Zeus and combined them. Jesus. Jesus becomes Jesus.
Jesus, yes.
Now, Jesus' much older name in Aramaic or Old Hebrew is Yahshua.
Yahshua.
Yah-he-shin-vah-he, which means, oh, he who saves.
Mm.
Now, if Jesus is symbolic to 888 in Geomantria, it is saying that the breath saves.
Mm.
Now, how did I get that? Real simple, because Yahshua, Shu is in between Yah and Wah. Yahweh,
right.
Yahweh, or Yahweh is the Old Testament deity. The New
yes.
Testament deity is Yahshua.
Yeah, Yahshua.
All right? Now, we know in the English transliteration that's Joshua. Right? Now, Shu in the ancient Sumerian or Kemetic or Egyptian mythology, Shu is the personification of air. Shu is the first begotten son of Atum, who emerged from the state of Nun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Atum's name is Usa. I-U-S-A.
Right.
And his mother name is Isa Arset. I-U-S-A Arset. A-S-E-T.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So he becomes Asu, or I-U-S-A,
mm-hmm.
which becomes Isa within the Holy Quran, which means Shu. Other name is Isa.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Only thing they did was take Shu, which is a form of Heru,
right.
and they made it into this Jesus character from the pantheon of the Greco-Roman stories.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, when we get into Yahshua, Yahshua also means salvation, or Yahushua, which means the Lord who is salvation. Now, when we get to John 14:6, it says, Jesus said unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one can come to the Father but by me.
Right.
So what is this life aspect that he's talking about, and the way, and the truth? It is talking about the breath itself. Once again, Yahshua is the root. The Yahshua root, which is Aramaic and Hebrew, is that from ancient Kemet, which is Shu.
Yes.
Now, for those that have even a hard time understanding what I'm talking about, well, let's go even deeper. What is the sound that we all make when we sneeze?
Hashu.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, there it is. Forcing it out naturally. Naturally.
Thank you.
Those natural signs.
Right. So when people talk about, oh, did you accept Jesus in your Christ life? Hell yeah. I ain't got no problem with that. I know what you're talking about. I know what I'm talking about too.
Right, right. Beautiful.
You know what I'm
saying? I love it.
You know, I'm talking about that breath of life. You know, and that breath of life is what keeps me sustained here upon planet mm-hmm. Earth.
Yeah.
You know, and the key or the clue is the sound Yahshu. The sneeze. So you call upon Yahshu every time you sneeze. So when they say, have you repented from your sins? Yeah, every time I sneeze, I do.
Yes, I love that.
I call on that nigga every time I sneeze. And sometimes I sneeze two and three and four times in a row.
Right.
You know, to make sure he hear me. Be like, get it right, nigga.
I love it. I love it. Powerful information, and it makes so much sense. You
right.
know,
really. Right. Let me say this. This is for those who don't even understand. Let's go even further. Let's go to Myth and Symbols in Ancient Egypt by R.T. Riddell Clark. This is what he says. He said, as a god of wind, talking about Shu, the people invoke him to give good wind that sells of the votes. It was he who was the personification of the cold northern wind. He was the breath of life, the vital principle of all living things. His bones were thought to be clouds. He was also called to lift up the spirits of the dead so that they may raise up to the heavens, known as the light land, reached by many of a giant ladder. So that giant ladder, that's talking about Jacob's ladder in Genesis 32nd chapter, 30th chapter. It says that Shu was thought to hold up. It says Shu, the space, the light cavity in the midst of the primordial darkness. Shu is both light and air. And as the offsprings of God, he is the manifestation of life. As light, he separates the earth from the sky. And as air, he upholds the sky vault. So, in other words, based on science of breath that you reach here in this physical plane is what takes you into the highest forms of consciousness after you leave and pass form.
Right. Beautiful. Yes. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Powerful information, you guys. Dr. Aline Bay is here live with us on the remix. And really getting into some energy healing in so many different ways, and really giving that understanding. Also, you know, when you think about it, another correlation of that as well is when you're looking at the hieroglyphs, particularly coming out of ancient Kemet, this is why you would see the Ankh being held up to the mouth.
Right, because and to the nose, symbol, exactly.
Yeah. Yes, because of the breath again. So that clue there for us has been there so it has been right in front of us. And so breath is definitely the way in. I know Queen Afua, one of the things that she always says is if you're breathing, you still can do anything. As long as you have breath and you're breathing, you can make anything happen. That is really your magical portal. It is the magical element for you to begin to work with, the 888. Beautiful. Beautiful. All right. Mm-hmm.
And when we talk about the Ankh, let me say this. When we talk about the Ankh, it's actually the Ankh-er. Ankh-er is the same word that we use as anchor.
As
now, what does an anchor do? An anchor, what does it do? Hold your boat in place.
Right.
Well,
yes.
This particular boat is your physical body, the boat of Ra. It's a physical body. Ra is the soul, which is anchored, or Ankh-er, which produced the life principle of the physical body, because Ra is also, symbolically, in his feminine form, is the Kundalini, or what is called Sekhmet.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Or, within the Hebrew, Sekhinah.
Yes.
All right? And so she maintains and controls our whole physiology system, you know, through the its network of 720 million nadis. She makes the mind think. It is she who brings the breath in and out and makes the heart beat.
Yes.
All right? She functions inside of us, but yet we do not perceive her because only 10% of it is activated. That is our dollar broth. That's what it is by dollar broth broke out from the womb of the mother principle, Sophia. And
got
only
it.
Through the subtle understanding can you come to know her. Without understanding, you cannot find her. This understanding arises when the inner Kundalini becomes activated. And that's the other 90% of the Kundalini that is dormant or half asleep within us, in which that christens the pineal gland and produce that chrism, which is that whitish-yellowish substance, which is that DMT in which that flows in order to make you go into these higher states of consciousness, all the way into infinite consciousness, in which that we can speak about the conscious levels in a second here.
Yes. Beautiful. Yes. Mm-mm. Good stuff, you guys. Everyone is loving the share here. I want you to give out your information again, Dr. Aline Bay. If someone is interested in taking one of your classes that you do on these different healing modalities, and no worries, you can be in any part of the world. It doesn't matter where you are. These classes are taught online as well, and also how you can begin to connect with Dr. Aline Bay.
All right. They can contact me for the classes, Healing Wings Institute Online, It is, the number is 252-257-3588. That's 252-257-3588. And for those who are interested in coming to the Healing Wings Institute Holistic Health and Wellness Expo, please support us on that. We need as many people there as possible. We have the flyer posted up on my Facebook page, which is Aileen Bay. Aileen L. Bay is A-L-I-M, capital E-L, capital B-E-Y, as well as also my other Facebook page, which is Aileen, A-L-I-M, capital E-L, hyphen, capital B-E-Y. And you can go on there and actually find the flyer for the event. And that's going to be August the 3rd, 4th, and 5th for the Healing Wings Expo, and it's going to be in Baltimore, Maryland, at the Tremont Plaza Hotel. You don't want to miss this. If you think what we're talking about tonight is deep, you ain't seen shit. I'm gonna tell you like Panic told you to come out to the Holy Orgasm that we did, in which they had over 300 to 400 people at down in Atlanta, Georgia, 3 months ago. I'm gonna tell you like Panic told y'all, bring your ass. Bring your asses. Okay? Seriously.
Yeah.
You know, because this here, you would never find information like this publicly given out so free.
So true. So true.
All right?
So true.
You would have to read 100,000 books.
And then get it translated.
Right. And then get it right in order to just to get what I'm talking about tonight.
Yes.
In the last hour.
Yes. Yes. So true, so true. Definitely want to make sure that you guys support. And what's the dates again?
August the 3rd, 4th, and 5th. That Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday, we will begin at 8 to 10. That's greet and meet. Saturday will be from 10 a.m. in the morning to 10 p.m. at night. We're going to go in. We're going to teach you the science certification. We're going to teach you. We're going to give you attunement. We're going to be relationship tantra style information. Also, raw vegan, fruitarian, smoothie, everything you can think of, we're going to teach you how to do.
Yeah.
And how to heal, you know.
Beautiful.
And Sunday is going to be from 10 to 4. So come on out, support us. It's going to be in Baltimore, Maryland. We gave it a centralized location so that for those who are in Florida can come up, from those from I guess you can say, well, as far as people I know, up in is Canada, and maybe in Connecticut. I don't know too many people in Maine and Vermont and New Hampshire, okay?
Oh. They hear it, though. Right. They hear and listening, though. They hear and listening.
Okay. So we gave it a centralized location, you know, that everybody can come on down into the meet in the middle. All right? So come on down. Come on and check us out. That's the Tremont Plaza Hotel, T-R-E-M-O-N-T Plaza Hotel. All right, it's 222 St. Paul's Place, Baltimore, Maryland. All right, 222 St. Paul's Place, Baltimore, Maryland. Come on out and support us.
Yes, definitely. Definitely to see this information live. It'll be a great share. And so I'm sure the Remix family will definitely be there to support as well. Beautiful. Beautiful. We're going to keep going. We got so much more information to cover and here live in the forum, you guys. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines. Not to mention, Dr. Aileen Bay, I have to say, all of the Kemetic gods and goddesses that you've pretty much mentioned tonight are in the Kim deck, the Know Your Magic Oracle deck that I have. So you guys
that means everybody need to get that.
That's it. You got to make sure you get
right back into your physical body and its components and the and its actual functionings, you know, and you would definitely get some good information from that, I'm sure.
Oh yes, very powerful, very powerful. Well, we're going to keep going. You got so much to cover, and we still have quite a bit of time to go. I know you wanted to talk about auras next. What do you want to talk about? I know you wanted to go to the different levels of consciousness, whatever you want to do.
Let's get into people being light starved, you know, due to, you know, working inside and you know, living indoors under unhealthy you know, artificial light, you know, and EMF, you know, which is electromagnetic fields, you know. For example, the power lines, the home wiring,
yes.
the transformers, the radios, the televisions.
Right. Microwaves.
The mobile,
yeah.
you know, cordless phones, the cell phones,
yeah.
microwaves,
the
computers,
Bluetooth.
And other electrical appliances. Now,
yeah.
light starve symptoms is that vitamin D deficiency, in which
yes.
that is calcium deficiency, in which that leads. Now, calcium is one of the main things in which that helps with the melanin conductivity. All right, that's what people don't realize, too. All right? And vitamin D is actually a hormone in which that is transferred to us from the sun.
Right.
And the sun is
93 yes.
million miles away, but the rays of the sun only takes 8 minutes and 20 seconds to touch down to our skin in order to help
mm-hmm.
produce this magnetic hormone called vitamin D.
Right.
Now, we, as melanated people, have to be in the sun for almost an hour a day to receive the acquired amount of vitamin D that we
yeah,
need.
Yeah, so true.
All right?
So true.
In which that helps balances the chakra system. Now,
mm-hmm.
if you take 8 minutes and 20 seconds and then times, you know, your seven major chakras, some have 9, some have 12, but we're going to stick with the 7 right now because there is going to be a frequency jump. We will jump
yeah.
from 7 to 12 chakra system. Which,
yeah,
and we will
12.
Have one outside called the star body. But right now,
right.
We're going to deal with the 7 major ones, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you times 7 times 8.20, you would come up to around 57 minutes and 40 seconds. So that is almost an hour that we need for the sun to help with the hormonal balance within each chakra or each
yeah.
endocrine gland.
All yeah. right.
Now, if that is affected and the body is out of balance, then we'll develop seasonal afflicted disorder, which is called SAD.
SAD disease. And you know what? I see a lot of that. A lot
right.
of that SAD, yeah,
mm-hmm.
through my holistic
mm-hmm.
readings. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
true. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right, so that's a neuro-hormonal transmitter disruption.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that is.
In yes.
which that leads to depression, fatigue, irritability, lower immune functioning, and even thoughts of suicide.
I was going to say extreme cases, suicide. Lots of people feeling like, particularly in the winter months, feeling
right.
like they want to commit suicide, especially those of us on the Western Hemisphere that really don't get, in certain places, don't get a lot of sun, of where the sun is gone, places like New York, New Jersey, where the sun is not prominent unless it is summertime. I see a lot of this, a lot of thoughts of suicide that comes up certain times of the year. So, yeah, very powerful. Yes.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so when we look at that, you know, we have to come up with strategies, the strategy in order to help with that particular problem or ailment of being light starved is the practice of Qigong and Tai Chi.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we have to practice Qigong. We have to practice Qigong and Tai Chi. Qigong means breath work or breath development or cultivating breath, and
mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what we have to develop is the science of breath, in which that helps with you acquiring more energy. Now, there's three areas in your body in which that takes in energy,
mm-hmm.
right? In particular, the chakra is your navel chakra, or right below your navel chakra, about an inch or so right below your navel chakra,
yes.
which is known as your lower dantian, the back
mm-hmm.
of the heart.
Yes.
As well as also your third eye area, all right? And
mm-hmm.
you actually have 7 eyes. The first eye ranges from in between the eyebrows and go up to your hairline, and there's 7 of them. Those are called the 7 eyes of Allah, all right?
Yes.
Or the 7 eyes of the Elohim. Now, you can store the energy in either one of those, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, in particular, the highest 6. Matter of fact, the top one, which is right near the hairline, is where you actually will want to store that energy at. So these are the storage areas of prana or chi or ki energy within the body. And we have to learn these methods and these sciences. So if you want longevity, then you will store the energy in your navel chakra right below it. If you want love and compassion, then you will store it in your heart. If you want intelligence,
yes.
high IQ, then you will store it in your third eye.
Yes.
You know, or, you know, as we say, the fourth eye. Or you would store it in that frontal lobe area of the brain.
Right.
That is, you know, where you want to store this energy at. And it's necessary that we learn these factors because, you know, what's the point of being able to utilize, you know, or being able to know these techniques and then not utilize them properly?
That's right. Right. So true. And it is important. You know, at one time I really didn't see why so much of our science was built on trying to sustain life, even though we know a lot of the teachings is about really preparing for that afterlife. So I'll pose that question to you as well. Why is it important for us to have the longevity of life here on the planet? What is the significance, do you feel?
Well, we got to understand that this is a test, and the test is for us to overcome death while in the physical. And so this is something that we must master and actually attempt to overcome. You know, if we're looking at the book of Revelations, and it says that there would be no more death. What is this talking about? This is talking about the merger of those higher dimensions, and there is no longer a need for physical death because we'll be able to dematerialize and materialize at will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the breath is what is able to raise the molecular structure of the body to those points, to those advanced
right.
stages, you know, and transform the body into a UFO, what is called a macabre, or what is known as a flaming chariot.
Yeah.
You know, once you have mastered those components, then death is not what you have perceived.
Right. You know, you don't have to see death. Yeah.
Right. Death is a perception.
Mm-hmm.
And being that most people have not, you know, acquired these exercises and have not began to develop these exercises or have been doing these exercises for a long period of time, then they can't feel the benefit of it, you know. So, therefore, they're thinking that, you know, what they're doing on every day is just simply eating vegan or being a fruitarian, whatever the case may be, is quite enough. Or they are content with waiting for aliens to come down in order to hopefully pick them up.
Right.
You know, or, you know, which is the same Jesus, white Jesus Christ concept to me, which is foolish.
Right.
You know, instead of raising that energy up within themselves and mastering themselves and being able to be the God and Goddess, you know, or Neteru, you know, of themselves.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't understand, you know, the problem, you know, with you know, with this mentality, personally.
Right.
You know, it's but so much information you can get on the Illuminati.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? Being so, you know, in which they're frightening the hell out your ass.
Right.
Oh,
right.
You know, the IRS is the daughter of the Federal Reserve Bank. Oh, you know that there's 13 Illuminati families. Oh, shit, they're doing blood sacrifices. Oh. It's not so much of that shit.
That's right. You're right.
You know, what you going to do after all that shit is done and said and you have finally got that and you're okay, now practice breathing.
Now what? Now what?
Right, now what?
So true. And another reason, and this is the conclusion I came to with the readings that I do, and particularly those of dealing with going deep into the Akashic Records, is so you don't have to come back here and do it again. So
right.
the goal is to maintain, like you said yourself, so you can learn these things to ascend yourself to a higher place so you don't have to meet what is classically known as death. And you can learn the lesson. This is a school. We came here. Everyone came here so that we can learn these lessons from our school and really raise our consciousness and our soul and really work through those things and ascend ourselves so we don't have to come back and do it all over again. And so that's the reason why it is important, like you said, too, to maintain yourself. Because what you're going to do after you done scared yourself to death, you done read every book, you know, you done ate everything natural, what are you going to do then? You still got to know what to do with it. Yeah, beautiful. Thank you.
Exactly. And, I mean, this goes back to 1 Corinthians 3:16. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God? You know what I'm saying? Or 2 Corinthians 6:16-18. For you are the temple of the living God. And God said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. You know,
right.
2 Corinthians 13:5. Or do you not know yourself that Jesus Christ is in you? So here, God is in you, the Holy Spirit is in you, and Jesus Christ is in you. So what is this? You looking for a white man to come to save you?
Yes. Right.
And Jesus
right.
Christ that I'm looking for is already within me.
That's right. It's within you. And that's one of the things that our ancestors have left that for us. So over and over again, know thyself. And a big part of that is the Ka and the Ba, which is the Kaaba. It is for you to know those things of yourself. And when you do that, then you can see the as above, so below. Powerful stuff, powerful stuff. Thank you so much. Let's talk about the planets, because I know you started out talking about the planets and the alignments and how that correlates with different parts of our physical body. You want to speak about that?
Right. Well, Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that there's seven planets in which that life is on. He was talking about the seven chakras.
Yes.
So hence the seven stages of consciousness in which that, you know, my brothers, you know, because my first school of thought is the Nation of Gods and Earth, or the Five Percenters, in which that dealt
yes.
with five stages of consciousness. I added two more because there was a need to correlate it to the chakra system. And the first one is interpersonal consciousness, which deals with the ego and self-consciousness, which is the beginning
yeah.
beta stage of consciousness, which basically means conscious of one's own act or state or belonging to or originating in oneself or aware of oneself as an object of the observer, you know, or the observation of others, you know. And the average person breathes about 18 breaths a minute. So when we breathe that breath per minute, that's the conscious level that we are at that particular time.
Yes, yes.
Right. Then you have intrapersonal consciousness, which is middle beta, which means awareness of one's associations, the associations that you have in everyday interactions. And the physical manifestation of this energy is the outer form. All right, this is what people deal with, you know, and this is the people who waiting for white Jesus to come back and aliens to come out of the sky. That's their conscious level, okay?
Yeah.
And that's about 9 breaths per minute. So you cut the 18 breaths to 9 breaths a minute, and this is where we find the brothers and sisters at when it comes to that particular breath cycle, who are waiting, you know, for those types of things to occur.
Right.
You have life consciousness, which is the ending beta state, which means that you're aware of one's own self, sensations, and their environment.
Mm.
You're capable of thought, will, and perception. All right, these are
right.
so, you know, this is where you begin to start free thinking at. You know, this is when thinking comes into place. All right, this is 7.5 breaths a minute. All right, is at this level that you can begin to actually develop photographic memory.
Yes.
Which that deals with the activation of the medulla oblongata, which is at the back of the head, which is known as the mouth of God. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the subconscious, which is alpha state, all right, which means underlying awareness. All right? And the breath for that is 6 breaths a minute, in which that activates the limbic portion of the brain. The lower three, in which that was life consciousness, intrapersonal consciousness, and interpersonal consciousness deals with the activation of the reptilian portion of the brain or the brain stem.
Right.
Right. Then you have the superconsciousness, which is theta, which means being above or beyond time and space, you know, which is apparent. You know, this is when you take your 5 so-called senses and you stretch them from touch, taste, smell, hearing, and seeing to clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairguestance, clairsentience, and psychemistry.
Yes.
This happens with 4.5 breaths a minute. Okay, this is when you begin to develop in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, those particular 9 fruits of Christ, you know, which is the gift of miracle, the gift of healing, the gift of speaking in tongues, interpreting tongues. This is where this all comes in at, is at that superconscious level. This is when you get levitation, becoming a medium, being able to do telekinetics, telepathy. All of these things are at the superconscious level in theta state. Then you have magnetic consciousness, which is delta, which means you have to attract them power beyond any distance. So great that it force controls every ray of the sun or every light from the sun, and this is 3 breaths per minute. This is when you begin to harness the energy of not just planets, but also of stars in your body. Because scientists have already stated that you are a walking star and that your physical body is composed of star dust particles.
Right.
So this is when you're able to to attract. So this is when your auric field. Some masters were able to actually get their auric fields to grow to over a mile in diameter.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the seventh state of consciousness, which is infinity or infinite consciousness, which is delta theta, which means the quality of being unlimited, boundless, existing beyond time and space and quantity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is one breath per minute. This is where the yogi masters speak about the state of nirvana or bliss.
Yes. Yes.
Or the unification of the lower self with the higher self. This is when you have reached Allah or Ra, you know, or your Lord and personal Savior, as they would say.
Yes.
Okay. At these levels, at magnetic consciousness and at infinite consciousness, no disease can exist within your body.
Right.
No ailments.
Nothing.
No
yes.
sicknesses. Okay.
Yes.
So these are the states of levels that we want to get to. And you can do that through the science of breath. You can't do that through just eating correctly.
Right.
You can't do that by waiting for a white man to come out the sky. You can't do
right.
that by waiting for a metal ship, you know, with little green men on it, talking about they're coming to get you.
Right.
I'm sorry. I got to crush all of this bullshit because I'm tired
yes.
of the nonsense of niggas
yes.
Waiting for something else other than themselves.
That's right. So true. So true. Yes.
Like somebody like the Marshall's gonna come and get them and wipe their ass for them. Ain't nobody wiping your ass, nigga. Grab that damn tissue and do it yourself.
You're right, Dr. Aline Bay. You guys putting it down. Real talk here on the remix. On the remix. So true, so true, and so real. There you guys have it. Those are the states. And I know that you have many of the DVDs, many of the seminars and workshops you've done as well, so people can contact you to get a copy of those as well too, correct?
Yeah, they can contact me once again at 252-257-3588. I have over 300 DVDs. I'm trying to catch up to Bobby.
I don't know if that's possible. Yeah,
I don't know if that's possible either because he got double minds. But I'm still trying to catch up. you know, Polite can have 50 books already. You know, and Dr. Yo got over 360, and he's trying to catch up to him.
Right.
So hey, why not?
Right, right. I think it's a great goal. It is definitely. You guys want to get your hands on it. Some amazing information, some really life-form-changing information for you as well. Don't forget to support as well for the holistic, what is it called, the workshop that you're going to be doing?
It's
Tell
called
us
the Healing Wings Institute Holistic Health and Wellness or Natural Wellness Expo.
Mm-hmm.
And this will be August the 3rd, 4th, and 5th at the Tremont Plaza Hotel at 222 St. Paul's Place, Baltimore, Maryland. Baltimore, Maryland. Y'all got to come. Y'all got to check this out. All right?
Yeah.
I will be lecturing, so you will see me act the fool, cut the food and flesh. All right? As well as also, you're going to see a host of other brothers and sisters who are going to come and bring you some of the most delicious and appetizing information that you can ever have. All right? I promise you, you won't miss you don't want to miss this, you know.
Right.
So come on out, like my band Panic. I'm told y'all for the holy orgasm joint. Bring your asses.
Remix family, you guys here. I know they will definitely be in the house and definitely representing. So beautiful, yes, beautiful, great, great share. We have about an hour and 10 minutes left to go. If you want, we can start to take questions.
Okay.
And see if anyone has any questions. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1. Once you get on the phone lines, if you have a question for Dr. Aline Bay, so we'll be taking your questions here on the phone lines. So we're going to go to the callers on the line now and go from there. We're going to go to the phone lines. It looks like calling from area code 832. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Is this me? Hi, it's Jatan. I didn't press one. I guess it was one of those system
Okay, that's fine. You're there. That's okay. We'll go to the next caller. We'll go to the next caller calling in from area code 860. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yeah, my name is John Jay, and I'm calling from Hartford. Hello?
Yes, greetings, John Jay.
Okay, so basically, you know, I've been listening to y'all for a while, and I'm trying to get my aura right, and I need to know, like, the proper steps so, you know, people around me. I know I'm not really doing it for other people, but, you know, some people have questions about, you know, if I'm doing the right thing, and I just want to know, how do I clear my aura and so I could do my work? Because I know I got work to do.
All right. Well, one of the easy ways to cleanse your aura is to take an Epsom or sea salt or a Himalayan sea salt bath in which that you would soak for about 20 minutes in order to cleanse your auric field, to remove debris, to remove negative bioplasmic energy. Another way is to do what's called sweeping. Within pranic healing, there's three techniques called scanning, in which I would scan your inner and outer aura, your health aura, as well as also then I would sweep down your auric field in order to remove debris, to remove attachments, to seal up leaks and holes, to redistribute cool and hot areas in order to make them within the range of being medium or to being warm, you know, as compared to just being cold or just being hot, you know, as well as also energizing. Then I will focus energy from the cosmos and channel that energy through the palm of my hand and out through my other hand into your auric field, filling up any areas in which that was not, I guess you can say, cleansed or, you know, or that still needed to be sealed, leaks, holes, because there's negative thought forms in which that can become attached to your auric field, in which that causes leaks and holes within your auric field. So you have to remove those attachments, and they become detrimental to you, and those attachments causes ailments and diseases and sicknesses and all types of things to go wrong within the body.
Right. Now, is that the same type of thing with Brother Azale Bay talks about, you know, he talks about the brainwashing and how do, because I feel like I've been brainwashed since I was little, and I'm just trying to get away from all that, all the nonsense, basically. So,
I would say that's something that we all have, been exposed to. Everybody talks about it. If I could say this, what Dr. Aling Bay is saying, if I can try to interpret it, and maybe this will help others too to understand it, and you can help me with this as well, Dr. Aling Bay. When all of these things begin to come and we get bombarded with it, you said it's not for other people, but it's like the energy other people are picking up from you. What it does is it takes your aura and it forms almost like a second skin on top of your aura. So, and all of those things get clouded into there. It's a layer that exists. I believe it's called the 10th layer of your aura, and it's outside of that first layer. That's what he's talking about, you clearing and cleansing so you can get into where your energy is.
Right. Now, would this work for children too?
Yes, of course. Matter of fact, work with children is even easier than it would adults because ours is more crystallized. And theirs is less crystallized because they don't know so much about the world and they ain't afraid of the Illuminati.
Right. Now, well, how can I get in contact with you? Because I don't really want to go, you know, I only get so much from the YouTube. But I know you did pass out your information. If I could get that one more time, I just got to go grab a pen.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. I go grab a pen. It's 252-257-3588.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, brother, man, I appreciate you, and I'm going to stay tuned in.
All right, yeah, well, also, check us out on our Blog Talk Radio show, and the number is 626-414-3535. That's 626 414-3535. Check us out every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay, all definitely. Right. And Miss Blue, I did want to say I appreciate you. And keep doing your work.
Yes, we all have to. That's the beautiful thing. So thank you for calling in. Keep listening. Peace and love.
Yes.
Beautiful, yes. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next. Oops. Hold on a second. We're going to go to the next caller here. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 832. You're live in the remix. 832, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Okay, so it's Jatan calling in again, and I do have a question after all.
And I knew you did. Okay, go ahead.
I'm calling from Houston. And how y'all doing, everyone? Okay, so my question is, well, the problem, and I'll just tell you guys, the problem that I have is really just slowing my mind down. Like, when I tell you I can come up with all types of scenarios, like, I mean, I can go from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next. And so that becomes very frustrating and very discouraging when I'm trying to meditate. And so, like, I'm now at a point where I'm, like, I have conversations with myself every day, all day. Like you need to get, you know, your shit together because or else you're going to be stuck doing, you know, doing this again. So the problem is, it's just I cannot not think about, like, things that I have going on. And I'm really, really, really trying to be just open, and I'm constantly thinking about being open, and it's not working for me. So I need help on how to just...
What you need is moving meditation. You don't need still meditation yet because you haven't gotten to that stage because your mind is too busy. So you need to do moving meditation, which means that you need to learn Qigong and Tai Chi. That's all that means. You need to learn how to harness the energy. You know, then you will be able to still the mind when you go into, sitting meditations.
Okay. Is there like a dance type of thing that I can do? Because I know I really enjoy dancing, and I try to, you know, some things when I'm dancing, but again, nothing is work. I mean, I like to dance, so it's more or less I'm now dancing, but I'm not still going or getting to the level that I really want to be at. So is it just Tai Chi that you recommend, or is there like...
Well, Tai Chi is nothing but a form of dance.
Yeah, it's a move.
And, right, so, I mean, that's what you need is some type of dance, you know. In this regard, it harnesses energy so that you are able to still the mind. In other words, you are able to have enough energy in order to conquer the thoughts in which that comes through the mind so that you can actually receive information from the Akashic Records or the Universal Library, or as we would say, from the ancestors. That's really what sitting meditation is about, is so that you can, like, for example, if you offer up a prayer, you know, it is, you know, then, you know, still, to, you know, be still and know God, you know, is the next thing, you know. And that's the science of sitting meditation, is to be still so that you can know God, so you can know the answers in which that you have, you know, asked, so that those, you know, things can come to you. And you can figure out all things in life because that's where all the answers are, is within the Akashic Records.
Yes, so true. Very good point about the meditation and just understanding it, because it is a problem that a lot of people have, is not being able to quiet the mind. And so these sciences, Qigong, Tai Chi, all of these were put into place, even when we look at the ancient teachings, because there are different levels of meditation, and we meditate for different reasons, correct?
Right, correct. Mm-hmm. And like we broke down earlier, the science of breath is what is equivalent to you going into those deeper states of consciousness. So,
right.
You know, so it's just about mastering the science of breath. Focus on the breath. Don't focus on the thoughts in which that you have.
That's right.
Focus on the inhalation and the exhalation of the breath as you breathe in and then as you breathe out. And then the more you focus on the breath, the less your mind will produce those random thoughts.
That's right. And that's an easy way to sort of, I call it shutting down the third eye. It's almost like hitting the reset button on a computer and really going in without any intention. Because if I'm focusing on my breath, I'm not worried about, you know, how I can, I won't say change the Illuminati, find out who they are, but I won't have to worry about all of these things that sometimes our eyes, our two eyes that we see with, are bombarding us, because we just get these images constantly all day when we're looking outward. It's a chance to go within and really kind of settle ourselves. And doing the breath is really what I call hitting the restore button and calming that down. Beautiful, beautiful. We're going to keep going. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code, it looks like 216. You're live in a remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
So, Ms. Blue. Ms. Blue.
Yes, greetings, greetings. You're kind of breaking up a little bit, but I can hear you. You have a question for Dr. Aling Bay?
His phone numbers again. I was going so fast, you know.
Okay, let me give you the phone number. You ready? And then you can ask your question. The phone number for Dr. Aling Bay is
252-257-3588. 3588.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been listening to our brother Aling maybe 4 or 5 years.
Okay. If you have us on speakerphone or an earpiece, please take us off. We're getting feedback.
Yes. I think that was my question. Was I want to get in touch with him, get some, you know, DVDs, and you know, share the information with other people too. You know. I think he's doing a magnificent job, and you too.
Well, he's right here. You don't have to talk to him in second person. He's on the phone.
Yeah,
you can talk.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that.
Yeah, I wish I could get to Baltimore, man. I just said, how to turn that out, man.
Right.
But I am really, 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 really impressed. You know, because I. And this brother's bringing the real, real, real information, man. You know, as that fake Pony and Frost stuff, man. You know, so.
Right.
Well, that's what the remix is about. It's about all real information.
Yeah.
So, yes, it is an honor to have him on the platform. You're absolutely correct.
Okay, I just wanted that phone number.
All right. Well, give me a call, brother.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Peace and greetings.
All right. Peace and greetings.
Peace.
All right. We're going. We're going to keep going. We got questions for Dr. Aling Bay. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. If you have a question, make sure you press 1 when you get on the phone line so we know that you're here and you have a question. We're going to go to the next caller on the line. It looks like calling in from area code 954. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 954. Okay. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 760. You're live in the remix, 760. You have a question for Dr. Aling Bay?
Yes, I do. Oh, my gosh, I got through.
Yes, you did.
Look, I was in the kitchen washing dishes. Like, I'm not going to get through tonight. I do. How are you, Dr. Aling Bay?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm excellent. How are you, Miss Blue? This is Asia calling from Southern California.
Greetings, Asia. I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for asking.
Okay, you got to give me a second so I can catch my breath. I'm so excited. Okay. My question is, do you have any suggestions on any practices for an individual that has a lot of sexual energy?
Yes.
Okay.
What they have to do is learn the microcosmic orbit so that they won't deplete their energies and that the energy can actually go up the spinal column so that it can actually tap into those particular nerves or endocrine glands so that the energy can be dispersed throughout each one producing a balance effect within the body. And once you do that, like, for example, a person who have a lot of sexual energy, there is also what is, well, for a woman, now, if you're talking about for a man, it has to go up the spine. If it's for a woman, it would go up the front of the body.
Yeah.
And down from the top of the head, down the spine.
Can you repeat that? Can you repeat that? It would go up the what?
Right. If it's for a woman, it would go, right. What happened is that she would breathe in 36 times, as we said earlier. As she inhaled, she would bring the energy as a sun. She would visualize the sun right below the navel chakra, right at the navel chakra. And as she exhaled, it would intensify. All right? And she would do that breath 36 times. So as she breathed in, she would see the sun right at the navel chakra. And then as she exhaled, she would see it intensify, become brighter. All right? So as she do it 36 times, it would intensify to the point and bright to the point till it actually fills up almost the whole abdomen area. Now, she would then move that energy up to the top of the head as she inhaled and hold it there. And then as she exhaled, it would go down the spinal column to the perineum, which within the woman is the G-spot area, which is about 1.5 to 3 inches inside of the vaginal cavity or the canal. All right, then, now, during this time period, she is doing what is called the Huyin lock, all right, and the tongue lock. And the tongue is at the back of the teeth, at the upper teeth. The tongue is right at the back of the upper teeth. And she will close off that circuit, and then she will also pull up her perineum and her anal muscles, all right, so that the energy or the chi or ki or prana energy do not leak out of the body. So as she brings the energy down to the perineum, she's going to bring the energy up the front as she inhales, and then down the back of the spinal column as she exhales. Bring the energy up as she inhales, down as she exhales. And she would do this rotation. She would do it from 9 to 108 times. And that's what is known as the microcosmic orbit. And what it does is produce regenerative process within the body, as well as also it balances out the endocrine gland within the woman. Now, for the male, he would do the exact opposite. He would bring the energy in at the navel chakra, down to the perineum, and up the spinal column to the top of the head as he inhaled. Then as he exhaled, down the front of the body, back to the perineum, and then up the spinal column once again. And he would do that 9 to 108 times. So by doing so, the energy is moving through the body to regenerate itself instead of just being focused at one centralized area, which is within the first and second chakra, which deals with the sexual functions and reproductive. So instead of the energy just staying there and producing the upswelling of energy, which is the reason why for a high sex drive, the energy would become more balanced throughout the gland so that it can produce health and longevity.
So I don't have, I'm not doing this while I'm on top of him. This is just me somewhere by myself.
No, you can do it as a form of tantra also. Yes, you can do this as you are on top of him. Yes, and
okay.
Matter of fact, he can do it also. You can teach him how to do it in the same way which I'm telling you, and y'all can do it together. And that will synergize your auric fields together to become one auric field instead of two.
You there, Asia? I guess maybe
I think she might be writing it down.
Yeah. No, her call dropped. Her call dropped.
Okay.
Yeah, her call dropped. I'm sure she got it, though. Definitely you want to put the love on top, you guys.
Right,
so
right.
We're going to go. We got an international caller on the line. And if you have a question for Dr. Eileen Bay, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 once you get on the phone lines. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from an international number, 447-8. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Greetings. Might be a Skype call or international call. You're live in the remix. We'll come back to them. They may not can hear, but it's either a Skype call or international call, and they're on the line. So we'll come back to them. But we'll continue here. I want to give out the chat room's going crazy. Y'all are so silly. Okay, so we're gonna keep taking we're going to keep taking your calls here with Dr. Aileen Bay. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 612. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes,
we
can hear you.
Oh, all right. I didn't know because I got on the computer earphones. How are you both?
We're doing good.
Doing well.
I have a question. Great. I got a question. Be it that with us having that carved out part in our mouth, when the baby is making and when they're young, does the tongue pretty much just draw down from that carved or curved sector of the mouth? Because an infant, it would seem, you know, because they're always like sucking at that point, whereas they are in that frame of mind, like what you're saying, because they're coming from the other side into this side, that, of course, it's like they, the nature of that being knows instantly. Would you agree or...
I definitely agree. That is actually where the tongue actually manifests from. Is from the top, as you know. Like you said, it curves exactly the same as the tongue, and that is actually one of the methods in order to levitate. Is actually to cover up that area or that hole at the back by taking your tongue and actually twisting it and pushing back towards that hole area. That's supposed to be able to produce the effects in order to actually levitate. That is one of the yogi traditions on how to levitate. Once you got enough energy stored up within your navel chakra, those things can actually be done. I definitely agree with you. You're absolutely on point.
Wow. That's deep.
Yes.
And also, Ms. Blue, I'm the one, which I'm on Lady Silver. I've tried to email you, but I don't get no response. I'm the one that has answered your question in regards back to like about 6 weeks ago, and I don't know how to contact. I have tried, but it tells me when I try to email you that number, your email doesn't exist. I'm like, now what am I doing wrong? I put everything down on the attempt deck.
Yes, for the chem deck. Let me give you the email address. It's going to be question, like a question, no S, and then the number 4, not the word 4, the number 4.
I've copied it directly off.
I can promise you I get hundreds of emails a day.
All right.
And so here's what I would suggest that you do. If for some reason that's not working for you, it may be wherever you're sending the email from. And so you can, are you in the chat room?
No, I really don't know how to get into the chat room. So
That's okay. Here's what I can do. With your permission, I'm going to go ahead and take your number down, and then I will call you. I'll have Sister Manya give you a call, and we'll make sure that we get the Kim deck to you. All right?
All right. Thank you.
Okay. So you're welcome.
One more question, please.
Yes.
Dr. Ellen.
Yes.
This study, how long does it take to learn this information to which you've given, because it is so phenomenal.
Right. Well, I mean, I've been studying this information since I was 12.
It's a life work.
Right. And the reason why I started out so early was because at 5, I began to start seeing into other dimensions, ghosts. And then by 9, I began seeing UFOs. So I'm not saying, y'all, that there aren't extraterrestrials or aliens. I'm just saying that your focus should be on the temple of God, which is a physical body, so that you can raise up the forces within you in order to communicate with those interdimensional forces or, galactical forces, so that you won't be a pawn to the misinformation and disinformation by the CIA and by the FBI and by all of these so-called alphabet boys, and which has put out a lot of this misinformation and disinformation on the internet.
All right. Because what you've mentioned as a individual that I see shadows occasionally, but it only keeps it the negative, like death is on plate or something like that, and it makes me not want to deal with it. But I have come to understand as I have gotten older that it's more to it than just that. And
that's you can
I don't know, or I haven't had the teachings like what you're giving, even though my family members, the women, all have this. Even my granddaughters have this knowing, which I know all of us do because of who we are.
Right.
But we don't have the teachers just open seat like what you're doing now. I mean, as I was coming up, I had heard this. I saw a psychic, something like that. And it's not just out there to be learned or to be incorporated into, to exist into individuals, because I understand the things that you're saying, and you take my breath away.
Beautiful.
And yet I know what I know.
Yes.
Because, this is the ether and I can't even explain it because there's no words. It's like that.
Well, here is some words for you, and thank you for that. You need to get to the healing, the holistic health and the natural wellness expo that's going to be going on August the 3rd, the 4th, and the 5th. And Dr. Aline Bay is going to be there. That would be a great place for you to start, a great place to be there live and in person. And you can also contact him, 252-257-3588. And so you can really, really get yourself tapped in. This is what the platform is about and everybody here. So if you are really feeling this message and anyone else out there, then a great way to support this, because, again, this is Dr. Aline Bay. This is his work. It's his life, like many of us. And so he's doing this whole, this whole wellness expo, August 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And it's going to be in Baltimore, Maryland. Get yourself there. Go there so you can be there in person. You can get taught by him in person in front of you so you can see, and all of your senses and your six senses can come alive right there on the spot. This is one of the reasons he's on the show today, to really let you guys know about what is going on.
Yes.
And then definitely come back and share that with us on the remix. So I thank you so much for calling in and sharing that, sharing your information with us. Peace and love to you.
Peace and love.
Peace.
Oh, thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 407. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 407.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. We got a lot of noise in the background. Make sure you kind of quiet that down, please.
Yes, I'm sorry. I had you on my earpiece. I'm at work sneaking on the phone. But my question was about the gallbladder. I'm sorry. My name is Davida, and I'm calling from Orlando.
Okay.
And my question is about the gallbladder. I recently had my gallbladder removed, And I was looking up information as far as, like, any correlation spiritually. I can't find any information on the gallbladder, so I was wondering if you guys knew of anything.
Yeah, the gallbladder deals with the bowel, which is connected with the liver, and which has over 500 functions. So that's the correlation, is the liver aspect. Now, the sound for the liver, as well as also tapping into the gallbladder, is the shh sound. The fact that you have yours taken out, there's still a ethereal counterpart.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That you can tap into through the particular sound frequency, because the sounds tap into the mental aspect of one's consciousness. So
okay.
That means you are able to tap into it still, even if it is taken out. All right?
That's right.
Right. Now, there's ways in order to actually grow back particular organs.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You would need potassium iodine. You would need iodide. You would need iodine. All right?
Okay.
And you would need vitamin B complex, and you would need high dosages of these particular, minerals and vitamins in order to begin the process of bringing that organ back into formation.
Okay.
Okay. So also the sound frequency that taps also not just the sh sound, is also the O sound. All right?
Okay.
So practice those two sounds on a daily basis in order to resonate the energy into that particular location. And you can focus light into that area. If you can actually take your hands and rub your hands together like Mr. Miyagi, wax on, wax off, and you can actually take your hands and concentrate your hands at that particular area. Now, this is important because there's 29 compartments dedicated to your hands in your brain alone. This is more than any other organ in your body. In other words, your brain has 29 compartments dedicated to the hands.
Yes.
So you can use that energy in order to help bring about the formation of your new gallbladder. And you will be able to do this because that's the time that we have moved into.
Beautiful. And yes, you want to make sure to put some energy there. And this is one of the things that I speak about as well, is if something gets taken out, you need to project that something in that space so it doesn't sit hollow. So growing it back or putting something else there. Here's something else that I just picked up. You need to make sure that you're moving forward on your ideas. It's a lot of hesitation going on with you when it comes to what you feel you can do. And this is connected with the gallbladder, because the gallbladder is that thing that goes. It moves things. It allows things to flow through us. It's a filter. So you need to begin to act on ideas and move forward. Like you wanted to call in, you act on it. This is a really good thing to do for you, because in your life, what I'm picking up is that it's a lot of hesitation, a lot of not moving forward, lot of second guessing yourself, or not feeling you have the right information. Know that you have the right information. Really know it and begin to act on it. So whatever it is, this call right here, calling Dr. Aling Bay, reaching out to him. If you didn't get his phone number, you want to download the show and get the number, contact him. This is going to be a great way for you to move forward, because that gallbladder really was simple. Back on the occult side of that's what it's about, not moving forward, and that's in your energy. So you can begin to take your steps right now. So congratulations and thanks for calling in.
Thanks so very much. Thank you guys.
All right, peace and love. Peace and love. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We're continuing live right here with Dr. Aling Bay, having an amazing share, as always. Good to have him here live on the forum, you guys. Don't forget, you can reach out to Dr. Aling Bay and find out about all of those healing things, holistic things, whether it's Qigong, Tai Chi, Reiki, any of those. And also, for those of you who want to be Reiki masters, Dr. Aling Bay gives those classes as well online. You can contact him at 252-257-3588. and get more information on all of that good stuff. We're going to keep going to the phone line. So if you're on the phone line and you have a question for Dr. Aling Bay, this is the time for you to call in. Press 1 so that you can speak to him directly. We're going to go to the phone lines, calling in, it looks like, from area code 727. You're live in the mix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, how you doing? This is Derek Williams. I'm calling from, where am I? Clearwater, Florida.
Greetings, brother.
Greetings.
I've been moving around a lot, but I appreciate you guys getting me on. I just had a couple questions. First question is, as we evolve through this, I don't know, whatever we're going through, I feel like I need less food, like physical food, to sustain myself. I feel like I only eat just because I'm bored or just because
right.
it's just something to do. I'm just a habit. It's a mental habit. And I'm asking you, do we need physical food to sustain ourselves?
No, not now. We are moving into that age. We are in the age of Aquarius or Sata Yuga, which means that we can actually sustain our life force through being breatharians, which means by breathing in the rays of the sun and actually ingesting those rays and storing them within particular locations of our body, as we spoke about earlier, your navel chakra, your back, your heart, and your third eye. The more that we can store these energies, the greater the need for air is and the less need for food.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So they would switch. Right now, people think that they have to eat a lot, you know what I'm saying, as you know, and like right now, I know we spoke about earlier, I know Ms. Blue said she was going through those same symptoms, myself, you just said it, and many others was feeling that same way, is that they don't need food, they're just eating, you know, like Ms. Blue said, she's down to 1 meal a day, I'm down to 1 meal a day, you know what I'm saying, and I haven't really eaten more than 1 meal a day for some years now, but, you know, that's where I'm at. You know, and some days I don't feel like eating at all, you know. So, I mean, that's just the natural process of the awakening or the earth changes in which that is taking place. The earth is resonating, you know, almost 14 hertz, and you are resonating, you know, at higher frequencies, you know. So those are the two things in which that is correlating, is that the frequency of the earth is increasing, and so you are increasing. Your physical body, your molecular and cellular structure is increasing. And we're talking about with the magnetism as well as also with the frequency change, you know. So
right.
Those are the two fantastic things. So that's all it is. Your kundalini is awakened, and it is causing you to eat less and focus more on the breath.
All right. Thank you, man. I had another quick question, if you don't mind.
No,
I was thinking, and a lot of times, man, I'm not going to say they, but we think it's a physical reality, but really just a mind reality when we create with our mind.
Right.
And I find myself trying to manifest things, you know, like you listen to Abraham and different things like that, or manifestation with your mind and trying to attract things, the magnetic attraction. But I feel like sometimes I get caught up trying to manifest instead of just being. And should we be trying to manifest with our minds, or should we just be working on our vibration, our energy, and our consciousness?
Well,
I mean,
that's is known as gray magic. You have black magic and you have white magic. All right, or lower magic and higher magic. All right, this is the names that they have given it. All right, I don't like using those terminologies, but this is what we're going to roll with right now before you can get some type of understanding of what I'm talking about. Low magic deals with you manipulating the so-called apparent reality, which there's nothing wrong with that, because if you want to manipulate it, then you can, because you are Merlin the Magician. Your mind is the magic wand. All right, that's Hollywood, because that's what Merlin's wand was made out of. It was Hollywood. Hollywood itself deals with images, visualization. Well, your mind is the original visualizer and imaginator, all right? So you can use your mind in order to twerk or make the so-called apparent reality into what you want, and there's nothing wrong with that. Now, that's lower magic, though.
Right.
Now, in high magic, you are as it is. You know what I'm saying? You let it be. You know what I'm saying? You can do that also because you have produced enough karma so that you don't have to worry about negative feedback. You know what I'm saying? And things going hooray. You know what I'm saying? And because you have produced enough karma so that you can let things be. But in the beginning stages of this, you want to use your low magic. You want to be able to manipulate this reality because that's actually what the mind is for.
Right.
Is to make changes. You know what I'm saying? That's all this is. This is the plane of change.
Mm-hmm.
All right? This is all this is.
Yeah.
So there's no problem with changing things. First, you would start in the dream world. If you can begin to become a lucid dreamer, that is the best way in order to stop the things negative that you might see on the astral plane from happening, because you can stop it there first on the astral plane and change things there so that it won't manifest here.
Right.
Okay. That's the reason why you also have dreams at night, too, is because that is your subconscious mind bitching to you about what is going on here.
What's going on here, yes.
Right. So you can use that if you become a lucid dreamer and change the frequencies there so that it won't manifest here.
Mm-hmm. Great point. Yeah, I would like to say that I really think that was really, really great. A great question, because it's one that sometimes can be very confusing. And I'll just kind of give you a little bit of my share on there. What I deal with is inner magic, because in order for you to live, you have to create. When you stop creating, you stop living. You're not living anymore. So you're always creating. This whole illusion is based upon those forms of creation. And like Brother Dr. Alim Bey was saying, is that it's about knowing and understanding where those levels are. Because this isn't about just getting your way. You know what I mean? It's not just about doing something so I can have money or I can have cars, which if that's where you want to focus your energy, you know, of course, I'm the same way. It doesn't matter. But it really should be for a higher level of understanding. Working through those things, if I call them patterns, or working through those different cycles so that you can recognize that everything that is being manifested, that you are a part of the creation. It's like becoming the micro and the macro at the same time. You definitely have to make sure that we're always creating. So, you know, it's about being conscious, you know, of those creating, thinking, feeling, all multidimensional, knowing that it's occurring. And your role that you're playing in it, because it's definitely not about just getting what you want. Great question. Great question. Thanks for calling in. Peace and love.
All right. No, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Peace.
Bye.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller. We have about 27 minutes left to go in the forum. This amazing chair here with Dr. Alim Bey. And for those of you who want to contact Dr. Alim Bey, we're going to go ahead and give out that number again. 252-257-3588 is Dr. Alim Bey's number. Don't forget the health and holistic health and natural wellness expo that's going to be going on in Baltimore, Maryland, August 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And so if you want to find out more about that information, you definitely want to check out and contact Dr. Alim Bey, too, so you can be there and be up close and personal and receive all of this amazing teachings and all of these things.
Exactly.
Yes, yes. Oh, I'm looking in the chat room. I can't do that. Let me go to the caller calling on the line. We have a private caller calling in on the line. Peace and greetings to you, caller. Who's on the line, please?
Hello, this is Javon. How are you doing, Spill?
Oh, greetings to you, Javon. You have a question for Dr. Alim Bey?
Well, I'm from Jersey. Hello, I'm Brother Alim Bey. How are you?
Greetings, brother.
I have a quick question. I've been having a strong urge recently to be barefoot outside. I don't know if this is sounds silly, but...
No, it's not.
Is there anything with that, with the energy with the earth and everything around, with being grounded?
Yeah, exactly. You just said it. That is a grounding technique in which that all indigenous people do around the world. That is not
that is not anything strange. That is something in which that is natural, in which that must be done in order to control the currents in which that is being produced within the body. Even in Qigong and Tai Chi, we will take off our shoes because 50%, 35 to 50% of the energy from the earth is not being absorbed because of the rubber soles. So we will take the shoes off, you know, whether we barefooted or either have socks on, which is cotton, so that we can absorb the energy of the earth in order to help ground any excess energy so that it won't short-circuit our conductor, which is our body itself and our endocrine gland system, which is our chakra system.
Yes.
Okay. So that recent urge might have something to do with the quickening of everything going around. I've been trying my best to wear my sandals and stuff so I don't mess my feet up, but I just can't stand them anymore. I just take them off, so.
Right. That's good. That's good. I mean,
yeah,
it feels natural.
That's right.
Okay.
That's good to take them off. It's a great way to get grounded because really the first chakra actually, and you have chakras that extend past your feet.
Right.
So when you start getting into some of the higher chakras, that vibration goes into the ground. But to connect with it through your foot, you have meridians in your foot, and that's where the first chakra, it actually, the energy comes in through that portal, through the sole of your foot.
Right.
So that's a great thing to get grounded. It's just to walk around. I do it from time to time, just go outside in the grass, because it's a neutralizer, like you said, just like, you know, when it's storming outside, they tell you if you get struck by lightning, you got to ground yourself.
Right.
Some of us have been struck by lightning and we're not grounded because we're wearing all of these stilettos and these rubber shoes. And when was the last time our feet touched the ground, touched the sole of the ground? So great question. Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, whenever you do grounding exercises and channel energy from the earth, if you have any broken bones or fractured bones, matter of fact, we just talked about the sister who had a gallbladder taken out. She needs to do this also and get back in contact with the earth, because that earth element is actually is what is going to help produce the etherian template, you know, into physical manifestation, I guess you could say, of that organ once again.
You're right.
In other words, the more energy that she can channel from the earth is what is going to help produce that, you know. So it would be good if she begins to start going barefooted too, and channeling energy up through the bubbling and springs, which is through that chakra point right behind the sole of the feet in the center, and which that symbolizes also the location of the heart, you know, but it also is the location of where the energy is first channeled up through the feet, into the knees, and then eventually into the perineum and up the spinal column, or either up the front of the body. So those things become essential, so definitely.
Beautiful. Yes, yes. Beautiful. Well, Dr. Aline Bay, we have about 22 minutes left to go. You guys, if you have a question, press 1 once you get on the phone line so that we know that you're there. And you must get on the phone line so you can hear the complete show. But we're going to go to the next caller because I do see a caller here. Calling in from area code 570. You're live on the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yes, good evening. My name is Nola. So I'm calling from the Poconos in Pennsylvania.
Oh, and
greetings.
One of my favorite places.
I hear you. Well, recently we haven't been in good standing with people, you know, with the pedophile situation. And it's really quite prevalent here in PA. But that puts aside, I have a question for the brother. If he has any knowledge about the star Al Gore, and if its influence is going to be coming in within the next either lunar cycle or solar cycle, because I was told that Al Gore deals with times of the year where there are beheadings. It's supposed to be like one of the binary stars dealing with Medusa, Al Gore.
A-R-G-O?
No, A-L-G-O-L.
G-O-L, okay. I haven't heard of any too much information on that particular star, brother.
Oh, okay. So
what constellation is it part of?
I think it's Perseus, where he's holding Medusa's head, And the eye, I guess it's supposed to be like a binary star.
And then, they also call it the demon star. It's
right,
also
right.
Right, it's called the demon star, right, exactly.
Is that going to be it, as far as
let me say
having any effects astrologically or anything? I'm sorry.
It's already having astrological effects. That's what the zombie thing is about.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, that is being produced through the concentration of the energies from that particular location of Perseus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why I asked you the location, you know,
right.
Because the star, it has to be part of some type of constellation. So when
you deal with
Medusa, you know, you're dealing with being able to turn to stone, you know, or in this particular case, you have people who become more zombie-like, and then you will have those in which that will actually cause the kundalini to reach the pineal gland to turn it into a crystal-like stone or a diamond. So those two effects would take place. For those who are willing to change and go up into the higher frequencies, that would take place. For those who are not willing to change, they would become like the walking dead.
Oh, okay. Now, in the night sky, where is the constellation of Perseus located? Like, say, right around dawn, like, you know, around sunset or whatever.
I don't know exactly where it's located at, brother. I don't have any. I don't have the Google Map or anything in front of me right now in order to take tell you the exact location. You would be able to determine that on where it is located at next to the constellation Orion, and also what is called Canis Major and Canis Minor.
All
right, because during dawn, during the dawn time, the star Sirius comes up
by the sun.
Right, come up prior to the sun. That's how you would know where Perseus is located at, is based on the location of Canis Major and also on Orion constellation.
Okay, so this will be right before dusk then.
Right, because that's what you asked about, is about dawn. So that will have to be right around that particular time period.
Oh, okay. All right, brother, I appreciate your answers, and it's an intriguing show. I'm really getting a lot out of it.
Beautiful.
Thank you, brother.
All right.
Peace.
All
right. Beautiful, beautiful. 17 minutes left to go in the form. We're here with Dr. Aling Bay. So tell us, I want you to kind of give us a summary again, because we're getting close to closing. I want you to leave us with some words. Lots of things going on. Some of those things the caller just brought up, just about the zombies. You know, I remember when the CDC first issued what they would do in the event of a zombie attack. And this was last year when I did the show on this. And sure enough, they have these instances coming out where they've had these zombie-like behaviors coming out, which we know it has existed in some parts of the world for a long time. And then this phenomenon with salt, you know, this crystal bass and taking these baths and really starting to drive people crazy. And I know you really spoke to it about where we need to be, or where we choose to be as this transformation is coming about. Give us sort of some insight into the future. I know this is a big part of your work, too, and how you lay things out for yourself and the work that you're going to do. What are some of the things, I know we covered them now, that you'll be focusing on and perhaps that we should begin to focus on, too, as we continue to evolve ourselves?
Right. Well, as we continue to evolve, like we said, the things in which that would take place is the transformation of your DNA and your first starting with your atomic structure, your molecular structure, and then your cellular structure. Your molecular structure, DNA is a giant molecule, so that's what that is really talking about, and that's the change of from the atomic level from carbon-12 to carbon-7. That's what we spoke about. Now, we also spoke about breathing. And I want to say this, is that I put up a post earlier this morning or today in which that dealt with spirituality, because people are saying, well,
you know, this is a thing now between religion and spirituality. Well, let me explain this. Spirituality means that you have embarked on mastering the science of breath. For
right.
spirit and breath are synonymous.
Yes.
If you look up the definition in Webster Dictionary about spirit, you will see the word embedded synonymous with breath. And if you look up breath, you will see the word spirit. So they are synonymous.
Yes.
So if you practice deep breathing exercises on a daily basis, then you are doing so religiously.
Yes.
For the origin of the word religion in Latin means to link or to bind back.
Right.
So by mastering the science of breath, you strengthen yourself, your
yes.
ethereal cord, which is known as the silver cord in the Bible and Ecclesiastics, which ties
right.
or rather binds or anchor or unker your ba, which is your soul, to your body, your cot.
Yeah. Yes.
So this is the true meaning of spirituality and religion. Therefore, if you believe spirituality can come from a book, no matter how inspiring it may be, you will
right.
fail. You're right. You will fail in connecting to your,
yeah.
your higher self. And
yeah.
if you believe that aliens or extraterrestrials can ultimately save you, then once again, you are sadly mistaken. For even the name Jesus, as we went
right.
over in Aramaic and Hebrew, which is Yahshua, means "Oh, He who saves." So breathing affects
yeah.
the whole body. And it affects the nervous system, the heart, the digestive system, the muscles, the sleep, the energy patterns, concentration, memory, like we said before.
Yeah.
So if you feel more air, also let me say this, if you feel more air in your right and your left nostril, then you are in a state of rest and digestive mode. If you feel more air through your right nostril, then you are in fight or flight mode.
Yes,
so
and that's
best place,
people.
Right. Mm-hmm. So the best place to always is to be balanced.
Yes.
All right, feeling the same flow or amount of air through both nostrils. Now, most people nostril get stuffed up every 2 hours, and it changes back and forth every 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
That is because there are certain meridians in the body in which that are not activated. So you have to pay attention to when the exchange between the nostrils take place. And you would have to know Tai Chi or Qi Gong of when these particular meridians are supposed to be activated. Like, for example, between 3 and 5 a.m. in the morning, your lungs.
Yes.
And it goes in a 24-hour cycle.
Oh, cycle, yes.
Right.
Yes.
So if you know, based on your breathing, which meridian is blocked, then you will be able to do the alternating nostril breath technique in order to help bring a balance, a mayat, to your body. Or,
right.
All right? Mm. All right,
yeah.
We spoke about breathing is also our largest system of waste removal. We spoke about 70% of the waste produced in the body is supposed to be removed via breathing.
Right.
20% through via your skin, and 10% remain for kidneys and digestive system.
Yes.
We also spoke about that not only do we breathe in oxygen, which is the eighth element on the periodical chart, which is also dealing with universal life force energy, but in geomantria, the Kabbalah numerology, that the numeral value for Jesus Christ is 888. And you can get this from
okay.
Aleister Crowley's book, 777,
yes.
Aleister Crowley writings.
Yes.
So ironically, oxygen, which is air, fire, the eighth element has 8 electrons, 8 neutrons, 8 protons, which is 888. So hence, Jesus, which is Yahshua's name, is in reference to the breath of life. And the origin of Jesus' name, which is Greco-Latin, is the combination of the Greek-Roman deity or head pantheons of Zeus, or Jupiter and Zeus. All right? So we spoke about that. So these are the things that we spoke about over this last 2 hours here. And, you know, that's basically what, you know, we built on, y'all. For
yeah.
those who might have missed it, you missed something special. Cause,
oh, yeah. very always having you to come on the platform and speak. I know a lot of your work, very instrumental to myself, coming into what I'm learning to come into now, was based upon a lot of your works and your studies and teaching. So it's always an honor to have you come on the platform and share your knowledge with us, share your wisdom with us, and also share all the work that you're doing as a whole, collectively, for all of us, and really seeing that through your eyes, which is really where the true divinity lies. So, you know, it does my heart well to have you come on the platform and share. So I want to remind everybody, Healing Wings Institute, Dr. Aling Bay, will be hosting or be at the Holistic Health and Natural Wellness Expo. That's going to be going on August the 3rd, the 4th, and the 5th. You definitely want to make sure that you're there. It's in Baltimore, Maryland. For you to get yourself on board, you can contact Dr. Aling Bay. Let me give you the number again, 252-257-3588. And so you can contact. Let them know you heard about it on the Remix. If you're going to show up, Remix family, I know you guys will be in the house to be there too. Lots of great things comes out of that particular area. Dr. Yu of U360, who's a big part of the forum as well, is in that area also. So I'm sure that all of the great healers from around the area around will be there as well. So you guys, definitely, you want to make sure that you get yourself over there if possible and go. If you did not get a chance to hear this whole show, or even if you did, remember this show and all the Remix shows, all you have to do is download, download, download. Make sure you download the show. If you like the show, I want you to like it. If you love it, I want you to love it over on Facebook on the Remix family page, and leave a comment as well. Leave a comment there about the show. You can tweet about it. You can put it up on Facebook, and you guys can always email me, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue. I'm sure somebody has put the flyer up on the Remix family page, so you guys can see everything that's going to be going on at the Holistic Health and Wellness Expo that's going to be going down August 3rd, 4th, and 5th. It's a great opportunity to get out and firsthand be able to see Dr. Aling Bay in person. You don't want to miss it. So if you can get there, you definitely need to make sure that you get there. Is sure to be a great treat. So we're going to get ready to close out. Just a few more minutes left to go. Thank you again, Dr. Aling Bay. It's always, like I said, a pleasure and an honor to have you here on the forum.
Oh, appreciate you. Thank you for allowing me to finally come on here and drop some of this information on the people.
Oh, yes. Anytime, anytime. So, you guys, that's it. We're going to get ready to close ourselves out here. Don't forget that the Kim Business Class, the new way of doing business, the business of self, is going down. Send me an email, question4blue@gmail.com. And it's going to start on August the 11th to do that. If you don't have your Kim Dex, get it. Readings, you know how to reach me. You guys know what time it is. See you guys Sunday night. We're going to be back for another amazing share. It's been a joy. It's been a blast tonight. It's been a great night. So much to cover. You guys must download the show. Definitely you want to reach to Dr. Aling Bay as well. So peace and love to everyone as we get ready to get out of here. This is a great time to begin to love what you feel. We're going to close ourselves out with a little bit of music here as we get ready to get out of this share. Yes, it was. It was a powerful show. It really was. Don't you guys love Dr. Aling Bay? It's a beautiful brother, beautiful spirit, beautiful energy. What more can we say? Yes, yes. All right, you guys. See you on Sunday night, live in the Remix. Peace and love, everyone.
Peace and love.